You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Jersey Jerks Radio Network, jerseyjerksradio.com.
Matt, what's your three for men?
Ryan Gosling, Michael Pitt, and Timothy Olyphant.
Bill Clinton's not in there?
Yeah. What about
Bill Clinton's on a level in his own.
Oh, he's in a different league?
Bill Clinton is
what
my
kind of league am I in?
Shut up. I love Bill Clinton.
I want to know.
I have like a fetish or something for him, I
think
feel.
You do.
Shut up. Stop. You're embarrassing.
I think you do. Yeah, listen. I'm talking to you close on the phone.
Stop.
Talk to him, miss.
Stop.
Take those panties off. Peel down those Argyle socks.
Oh my god.
What are you putting in stockings for me this year?
Oh my god.
Yeah, keep the boots on now. I don't want to smell your feet.
I do love Bill.
I love you too.
Oh, shut up.
It's not cheating, baby. My wife's a dyke.
Would you spurn his advances if he hit on you?
Yeah. Oh, we already established that if Bill like was in the vicinity of her, he would need Secret Service people.
I don't know what I would do. It would be weird.
You guys got in a room together?
We got somebody coming towards POTUS.
Let her go. Sit on my lap. Tell Billy Claus what you want.
This is Andrew Lisa, and you're listening to The Jersey Jerk Show, which, according to americascomedy.com, created the Riotcast Network.
I wanna rock! Tell me not to play. All I gotta say to when you tell me not to play, I say no. So if you ask me why I'm not the way I play, there's only one thing I can say to you. I wanna rock. I wanna rock. I want to rock.
What's going on, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Give us a call, 856-381-4500. Email us, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook. And make sure you go download Rob Sprance's fantastic Riotcast app.
That's not working.
Rob Sprance's fantastic Riotcast app. I'll take credit for that app.
You created the app? It was your idea.
The Sprap. Rob Sprap. App Sprance.
The Android one's coming out very soon, apparently. So, been hearing that for the past year.
Yeah, no shit.
But, you know.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Time and money. But, yeah.
Fuck it, get an iPhone.
That's it, man. That's the way to go. iPhones.
I'm starting to get sick of them.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
They just seem so, I don't know, basic compared to what phones can do nowadays. It's like the dummy smartphone now.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it.
You think they're falling behind?
A little bit, yeah. They need to do something new. I'm really digging the Galaxy Note.
Yeah.
That's a nice fucking
phone.
That's
a big one.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I'm digging that phone a lot. I'm really leaning towards possibly
getting it. Isn't it a bigger sized? How fucking,
I'm just going to let that
how
go.
How fucking childish are we?
It's big.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Did you guys see Florentine on Californication this week?
Nah.
I did.
He was funny.
He was funny.
He played a pimp.
He played a pimp.
Yo, we don't call it that these days. That's what he said in the show. I'm her handler. I forget what term he used. He was pretty funny. He actually was really funny. I thought he stole that scene.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah, is it a reoccurring or just a one time?
No, it's just probably just a one time.
No, he's supposed to be on it a couple more times, I heard.
Oh, that girl's going to be back on then?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And Florentine said on another interview that he was on for a couple episodes this season.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it should be interesting.
It's a real funny season of Californication so far.
Yeah, Hank Moody's fucking son is awesome.
Yeah, that kid's so fucking funny. He's the kid from Project X.
Yep.
The funny dude in that.
The Jewy guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Funny Jewy guy. The Jewier Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But he was good. And I like what you said earlier. It sucks that he didn't have a Riotcast shirt on.
Yeah, Rob Sprance probably would have blew him and ate his asshole.
Probably.
Riotcast shirt.
Probably. All right, Rob, now you got to blow me. Yeah, you're going to have to work the asshole, too.
Get in there, dude.
The show sounds different. Sounds more feminine tonight. Missy's not here. She's attending the Lady Gaga concert.
Oh, awesome concert.
Yeah.
Fuck off. You shut the fuck up.
Oh.
I think it was rescheduled or something. It was supposed to be on months ago, and then it got rescheduled for some reason. I don't know why. Probably because Gaga hurt her penis on stage or something.
I don't get it with her. I don't get it.
Well, at least Gaga is somewhat well known. Well, no, more than somewhat, but yeah, at least she's well known. I mean, fucking all the other bands that she talks
all
about.
These no names, yeah.
It's like, you know, and she makes them sound like the Beatles, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you'll never guess who I saw the other day. I saw Hoodie Allen.
I would rather see Hoodie Allen than Lady Gaga.
Yeah, you sound like the Hulk star.
Brother. Now listen here, brother. What are you going to do with these 24-inch nipples get around you? It's just because I took my piercings out, they just elongated. That's a word, right?
I can't wait to come.
Yeah, she's a mess.
Yeah, I don't get the whole Lady Gaga phenomenon.
Nope.
Listen, she's fantastic, but then Yeah, she's really good.
I don't think so.
But when you put the feathers and the stupid costume, like going overboard.
I don't know, man. She's
dude. She was good on Stern. Like she did a strip down thing. She was good. Just her piano.
I don't find her attractive.
I don't find her attractive.
Like I kind of doubt whether or not she's a woman. Sort of.
Yeah, there was a rumor, wasn't there, for a while there.
I don't know, man. She just seems kind of mannish.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
And her face is beat.
Oh yeah,
she is.
She's not
beat.
Good looking.
She's got a fucking.
I don't care what you say. She's not good.
She's
looking.
Got a fucking hound dog face.
Well, that's how you know she's talented, though.
What Missy likes.
When they're
her,
fucking
right?
Disgusting. And yeah, they make it big.
But look at Adele. Adele is she's a fantastic singer, but she's a fucking porker.
Exactly. That's how you know she's talented.
Right, right. But I mean, like, you know, you got all these. There's a lot of people out there that are just disgusting to look at, but they have beautiful voices, you know? Yeah. I mean, you remember that one chick that was on one of those American Idol type shows? Remember, they made this big thing about her for like, she was like, I don't know, she had her 15 minutes of fame. She was disgusting.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson?
No, she looked like Mimi from the fucking Drew Carey show.
Who the fuck?
Remember?
Not from American Idol. She's from like the X Factor or something.
I don't know, something like, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
I know you're talking
about. Susan Boyle?
Susan That's
Boyle.
It. Yeah. That's it. Remember her?
Yeah.
Good God, her fucking looks could warp paint.
She looks like Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle was more attractive than Susan.
I'd rather bang Peter Boyle. Yeah.
Dad. Wait a minute, Dad. You can't talk to Mom like that.
She's not my mother.
Oh my God. And then Ray's brother sounds like Missy.
Hi, Raymond. Hi, Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
I'm mentally retarded.
Everybody loves Hoodie. And what's up with Missy going hippie?
See, that when you said this earlier, I didn't even pick up on that. Did she just say that?
She changed her name.
Well, what?
On Instagram.
Like, to what?
To, I don't know, Missy Hippie? Or I don't even know what it is.
Hippo? Oh, fuck her. She had that coming.
You got a free pass.
She had that coming.
Yeah.
She's just looking for a reason to continue not showering. A hippie now. Shut the fuck up.
She's got pictures and videos of her at a concert with a flower in her hair and dancing. And
her boxers made out of hemp.
Fun size hippie. Sir.
Oh, come on.
And then when you look at like some posts and shit, and you're reading some posts, and you're like, what the fuck are her and her friends talking about? It's just,
she's retarded.
It's fucking weird. It's just weird. What
in the fuck?
Fucking cunt.
But I don't get the whole hippie thing.
I don't either. I didn't even know anything about it until you just mentioned it. And
she said it.
I can't wait till Goth Missy comes out. Fun size goth. Hi, guys. I'm listening to The Cure.
How about fun size country?
Fun size cunt. What about country?
What else?
Cunt.
Fun size.
I cannot believe my fucking girlfriend is calling me right now.
She's calling you?
Yeah.
Maybe it's an emergency.
Are you hooked up? Answer it.
Fuck off.
Go ahead, man.
No.
Talk. You don't have to put her on.
No, put her on.
I'm not picking up the phone. Fuck off.
She's interrupting the show. Put her on.
It's got to be important.
Dude, this isn't Howard Stern.
It's got to be important. If she's calling you during the show, dude, she knows. I would follow up on that.
It's probably for something stupid. Watch it be an emergency, and I just said that.
I can't find my keys.
Did you swallow my thong the other night?
You fat fucking scumbag!
Yeah, that seems a little weird, dude. It's got to be emergency.
I think it's a brain fart, knowing her. So? It's got to be, yeah.
I don't know. I'll be a little concerned.
Dude, don't make me fucking worry, you asshole.
All right, forget it. I won't worry about it.
Jesus Christ.
Well, listen, in this household, an emergency is, Mark, could you take the trash out?
Now mine is, who left the fucking floater? She knows it's me. I left the fucking floater. Why are you asking? Who the fucking kid left
the floaters?
You know, no courtesy flush. Just kind of, it happens. You right over there?
No, I'm going to go outside real quick.
Okay, all right. It's got to be important. Can I talk about the Rob Sprantz interview? Or?
Sure.
Okay, I don't know if you want to be a part of that. Is my no, sound?
I don't know how I'm going to get out of here.
Here, I'll move.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. I might not have to go anywhere yet.
Okay.
I see the little fucking bubble in the text message. Okay. Chris is a fucking asshole.
We're waiting.
Start talking about the interview. I'll worry about this.
Is my sound up? Because I have the video. I have the times where he talks about certain things.
Tings.
Your sound's up, yeah.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if you kept me there.
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
All right, anyway, Sprantz did a interview on for Under the Gun. It's a website. And he says some nice things about us, so I was going to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. So
yeah, it's funny. It's all you're concerned with.
No, it's not.
Forget promoting that. He said some nice things about us.
Well, you'll see what I mean while I'm bringing it up. I mean, let's not get crazy here. Ready? I'll bring it up here.
Well,
so we started with that, and then we added a show called The Jersey Jerks, and they knew Robert Kelly, the comedian, and that's where things really started to steamroll. We added Robert Kelly, we added Jim Florentine.
That's the first thing. Now, that's all I've ever wanted, was just so you got to say, hey, The Jersey Jerks, give us a little promo, right? That's all. So I was happy with that.
You're such a creep.
Why am I a creep? Why is getting promo, wanting a little promo,
Listen, if Riotcast is a hockey team, we're the healthy scratch.
Absolutely. Every time. Every time. Look, just go to the website, go to podcast, and look. Scroll, keep going, keep going, keep going. Second from last, third from last, wherever we're at. Us and hammer fisting. That's why we bonded.
See, I don't think we can involve hammer fisting anymore into that.
Yeah, because they actually do a good show.
That and Have Lewis. You heard it? Lewis is on.
Tap out.
He's on fucking half of the Riotcast shows every week anyway. So he gets way more exposure. Therefore,
he is monopolized.
Therefore, hammer fisting doesn't really fit in that criteria anymore. Yeah. We're alone.
You understand what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
I do.
And then he goes on to say some other stuff here. I just have to forward it because I couldn't burn it. You all right over there, Fob?
I'm good.
All right. You don't have to get out?
No.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Bringing on more comics, obviously, has grown the success of Riotcast.
Big time.
You said that you met Robert Kelly through Jersey Jerks.
Yes, exactly. Marco from the Jersey Jerks introduced us, and if I don't mention that, he gets on my case about it. So yes, he introduced us, yes, exactly. But then I said to him, I said, well, you can't take credit for the whole thing, because that's like if I introduce you to your wife, that your baby is my son.
Yes.
but no, I bust his chops. But yeah, he connected us, and it was a great day, because I sent an email.
That's pretty much it, but... The rest of the interview, he gave props to all the shows. And
what was his interview for?
Under the Gun.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah. It's on the stands right next to Who Gives a Shit magazine.
Well, bloody fucking God!
What the fuck is Under the Gun? I mean, no offense.
I have no idea. You know.
Is it an online thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, nobody reads paper anymore.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I thought it was nice. He gave props to all the shows.
I think Rob probably set this whole thing up like Under the Gun's not even real.
Yeah.
It's like his cousin, and he's just recording it just for Marco's peace of mind, just to get him off his ass for the rest of his life.
I'm not that important. I don't bother him about it. I've never bothered him.
Every time you see or speak to Rob, like in a public way,
yeah.
Like not personally. I don't know what you say to him personally. But publicly, like
sexy things to him.
No, if he calls in on the show or you know, whatever, you go on to a show,
right.
Somehow that gets mentioned somewhere.
He brings it up, not me.
Dude, yeah, I don't bring it up. A couple weeks ago, we were texting about the Flyers-Rangers series, and somehow that came up.
Yeah, because Robert Kelly, I mean, Rob Sprantz brought it up.
What did he bring
up? He always brings up, you know, he'll say, you know what, Marco's network. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He'll just bring it up. I don't bring it up. But you know, I own it. It's funny. I don't really care.
Wait, what do you own? You own Riotcast now? I missed it. Hold on a second.
No,
MarcoCast.
I like what Rob played. He sent us that intro. Hold on, let me play it real quick. During that whole other show fiasco that we did.
On the Jersey Jerks.
Hold on a second, sorry.
You're listening to the other show on the Jersey Jerks Radio Network, Jersey Jerks Radio.
You hear people in the background laughing.
Yeah, it was Rob.
You're listening to the other show on the Jersey Jerks Radio Network, jerseyjerksradio.com.
That was a good time.
I bet.
Good times. Just one little bit of help, man. That's all. That's it.
Dude, you can't be fucking... You got to make that... What? Look, man, you got to make it on your own. You got to make it on your own.
How did it become a big deal? Rob made it into something. It wasn't.
How did it all start?
I don't know. I was having fun. It's a bit.
How did...
It was a bit on the... On a,
hold on a
one
second.
Of our shows. I don't even know, to be honest.
Okay, I was going to say, watch what you're saying, because...
I don't remember how it all started.
Yeah, because we You had brought this up. It was a heated argument.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
It started when we
were... Not with him. It was on the show. It was a heated argument about, you know...
I don't remember.
Basically...
I do remember.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
A couple of years ago, we were down the shore, Cape May, for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And you were fucking pissed. You were pissed.
Was this when I met my girlfriend?
It might have been that same weekend.
Okay.
And you were pissed about, you know... Rob did an interview and didn't mention us. And he talked about how Robert Kelly came to the network.
It's hard to get
and that's when we did the other show right after.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't think I would.
I think really you were angry that we weren't brought up.
I don't get angry that much though. Like I don't think I would get that angry.
Let's say that's fucked up, man.
Let's not say angry. Let's say frustrated to an extreme.
I'll take that.
All right.
I'll take that.
We got to handle you with word gloves. But yeah, you were extremely frustrated, and it took like the wind out of you. Like, you know, you were very
I don't think the wind out of me. That's ridiculous.
No,
dude, Big Mike's punch knocked the wind out of him.
I'm not talking like the wind out of your sail. Like more of an expression, like saying it kind of like, oh, man.
Yeah. God. You're right there.
God. That was brutal. I'm coming undone.
Stop talking with your hands. My tits.
You should have just went rolled with it, dude. It would have been funnier. Stop talking with your tits.
I know what you're saying. It's like I hear you.
Yeah, because you were like, you know, let down in a sense. Like, God damn it! Well, like, why can't we get some fucking help?
Like I said to Rob, it's just at the time it was just frustrating because you want your name to be out there a little more. And that helps. Every little bit helps, at least with us.
And here was my issue.
That's all.
I wasn't upset with anything that happened. What was funny, what I thought was funny and ironic, was that we had just joined the network. We were the fourth show that joined the network. And, you know, everybody from the other shows were calling us. And, you know, everybody welcomed us, you know. And it was like this big, happy family, and we didn't even get to enjoy it. Like 2 weeks later, Robert Kelly, Jim Ford, everybody and their mother joined, and we're like, yo, we just got washed over. Like, what the fuck? Let us get some fucking press from you guys. Yeah. See, we didn't even get plugs through everybody else's shows, except for like one or two shows, 1-2 weeks. And then like Robert Kelly shows up, and it's like, all right, the whole fucking network is turned on its ear because Robert Kelly, you know, the Louis C.K. of Riotcast, basically, he just joined the network and it's like, oh my God, like, you know, it's a big fucking deal.
What the fuck?
But then, you know, it kind of like washed over whatever we were trying to get to.
Yeah.
And then after that, it just became, we just got buried deep. Basically, think of it as this, we're like a little tiny life raft in the ocean. And like all these boats are like just getting on top of this, like we're going underwater. Is what's happening. Yep. So
Voss and Bonnie, over
you don't see the life raft anymore. You see these yachts. Yeah, you know? Just like except for Voss's yacht, you see fucking teeth, cap teeth.
Norton called Kelly, Merv Kelly today.
Merv,
because he's doing the Riotcast thing,
right?
And he's producing like the Riotcast shows now.
Really?
Yeah, so he's. Kelly's the producer. He was busting his balls. Like, he's trying so hard to become famous and important.
Hey,
if he wants to become famous and important, he should take some acting lessons.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Hey, at least I'm on Louis.
Cocksucker.
He looks like he ate Louis in that fucking commercial.
You're fat.
Fuck you! You ate all the food!
You can smell the obesity.
I was on Law and Order.
Yeah. I was on the job. I was an extra on the job.
And then I needed a job.
Then I was out of a job. I couldn't find a job. The only job I could get was a blowjob, and I was giving it, not getting it. You fucks.
Oh, man.
I wonder if his career would have turned out different if he didn't break his leg on that fucking...
Do we have audio of him screaming on that?
No.
Scream like a...
We got to get it, though.
Yeah, I got to find
it. We got to get it, though.
The Torgasm?
Yeah, Torgasm. It was him. It was, what's his name? Gary Goldman.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Obviously, it was Dane Cook.
It was the little puny guy. Jay...
I forgot his
Jay
name.
Jay something... Jay Gold? No, Jay...
Mm. Jay Gomez?
Hey, here comes the filthy Puerto Rican on the bus. No, that's Missy. Never mind.
Why not? He's riding by. He's cocking up.
I'm surprised he didn't break the other knee. But yeah, he fucking, I don't know, what was he doing? Throwing a frisbee or something? He slipped.
They're playing football.
Yeah, he slipped and he wrenched his knee and snapped it or whatever.
Yeah, I think he tore his.
I wonder if his career would have turned out different.
They have a video up. I don't know how, it's 4 minutes long. I don't know where he, I won't put it up yet. I want to see if
okay.
Where he's, I'll keep, yeah, so right now they're like in the tour bus, but I want to, they bust his balls because he makes this sound or something.
Yeah, like a fucking girl just took a huge black cock in her ass for the first time.
Goddamn jigaboo.
Jesus.
Hey, Andrew. Right, now they're playing football.
Give us the play-by-play.
Yeah, right.
Kelly drops back to pass.
Uh-oh. I think this could be it. Oh, my God. He is the most unathletic dude ever.
What gave that away?
Oh, here we go. Right.
They're playing 2-on-2, and Kelly's on the offensive line.
All right, so here's this is where it looks like he goes down.
So you're going to just...
Yeah, we'll wing it.
Oh, you're going to wing it?
Yeah, all right. You ready?
Yeah.
I snapped my knee, man.
Oh, no.
I broke my knee, man.
Oh, man.
Get 911, dude.
I broke my knee, man.
Shit. Lay back.
I broke my fucking knee,
lay
man.
Back. Wait.
I broke my knee, man.
Hold on. Can I look at it?
Oh, chair.
Handle your shit.
Want a chair? No, we need to elevate the knee above the heart.
You want some water? Hold my hand, man.
You want some water?
I'm going to squeeze some.
Ambulance.
All right. And cue to sad music.
Bring ambulance.
That's funny.
They should get the Hulk music.
Break my knee, man.
I hate your voice.
I broke my knee, man. Goddamn motherfuckers.
That's funny.
How do you break your knee? That's interesting.
He just went down like a ton of shit. I swear to God. Watch the video, man.
I seen it. I watched it when it was on HBO. I was like, oh, that's got to suck.
Came on after The Sopranos, right?
I think so. I know it was Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's probably after The Sopranos.
Yeah, it's fucking funny. I broke my knee, man. Faggot. Oh, Lord.
You know why we can talk about this? Because he's not listening.
I think he is listening. He said, you made me burn my chicken. And he said that a couple minutes ago, so I don't know if he's still listening. But if you are, you're a faggot.
What kind of noises did you make when you broke your ankle?
I didn't. You know what? When
you know what, though? Bobby's got a good excuse for playing football. Marco walked off of my step.
I stepped off a fucking 3-inch fucking step. And I heard snap. And I was like, oh!
What was Saul Rosenberg? Snap.
Snap. Yeah, that's it. And I was like, oh! I can remember it clearly. The dogs are fucking licking me and shit.
Did you went right down?
I went right down like a fucking ton of shit.
Oh, my God.
I didn't say, oh, my ankle!
I broke my ankle! No. I broke my ankle.
I need an ambulance. No, and I
were you the little fat boy?
Called my fat ass back in. I was scared. I remember I didn't look down for 20 minutes. I knew it was going to be broke. And it just exploded. It was huge. I didn't cry like a bitch.
That sucks. That's the worst, man.
Yep. That's just because I was just playing fat. Just stepped down. That was it.
The luck of the draw.
Couldn't take any more weight. I broke my knee. Pussy. You're kidding me with that. And cameras are around. You know cameras are around. Take it like a man.
Some people just aren't good with pain. He's obviously one of them.
Like, fucking yeah. Faggot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, he was in pain. You could tell.
Yeah, listen, when you tear your knee up like that, man, I heard it's one of the worst.
Sure it is.
And it's hard comeback, too, man.
I didn't sound like a little fucking girl, though, when it happened to me. But no.
Didn't you go down on your front lawn or something like that?
That was Bob.
Oh, that's right.
That wasn't me.
My front that lawn. Dude was a 500, he was like 500 yeah. pounds.
No, I went down in football.
That's right.
I had a good excuse, too.
That's still yours wasn't as funny as watching his fucking behemoth. Just
well, remember he was swinging a fucking bat.
Yeah,
that's we're right. playing like wiffle ball.
Yeah,
he swings the bat for the fences, and he spun around like a top, and all you hear was, and then thump, and we're like, oh shit!
And I had this, that was a shirt ripper.
And I had this big fat fucking blob on my lawn. I couldn't get him out of it.
Oh yeah,
like, all day, and people are fucking driving by, like, what the fuck?
He wouldn't move. He wouldn't get
dude,
up.
Dude, he looked like a beached whale was on my lawn. It was unbelievable.
He would not get the fuck up. No. I remember that. We were huddled.
It was really pissing me off.
Yeah,
I started throwing hot dogs at the dude.
How did you get him off the lawn?
We couldn't fucking move him.
He limped off.
Yeah, he eventually
did the ambulance
up.
Come or anything?
No, no. We I wanted
not
to call.
Juice, I don't have.
I was
going
to call tow truck.
Send four people.
Seriously, I was just like, send FEMA. Shit, get this guy off my fucking lawn.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was really pissed, man. It was really getting on my nerves. I'm like, all right, this guy's getting on my fucking nerves. Mm-hmm. You need to stop wailing and get the fuck out of here. Get in your fucking caddy and go.
Embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing as shit.
It's nothing that a jar of peanut butter couldn't take care of. Chris, he should take his fingers in a big vat of peanut butter, put his whole hand in there, and just ate it.
And how much did he weigh?
Over 500.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
I believe now he has a fake leg because of all the shit he ate.
Snapped.
I think diabetes.
Diabetes took
yeah,
it?
Yeah. What do you think?
Diabetes took it.
Now the other orcas bit it.
But when you're fat,
yes,
don't you?
Wait, no. There's fat and there's fucking obese.
But even when you're just fat, don't you try not to eat like a fucking animal in front of other people?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Like
as
when there's people
fact,
around.
As
like, don't get yeah. me wrong. When there's people around, I'm still gonna eat as much as I want to eat. But I'm not gonna fucking stick my hand into a vat of peanut butter. And lick it off like you're already disgusting.
Right, right.
But you want some? No, thank you. That's horrible. Yeah, you would figure that's what you would do. You would just not pig out in front of people. That's ridiculous.
Right, at least use a spoon, you fat
but see,
fuck.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I think that is so fucking ridiculous. And I'm just as guilty of it as anybody else. I think it's just so obvious. Like, you go somewhere, okay, and you see a really big fat person and there's food around, but they're like eating like a bird. And it's just like, come on,
yeah,
dude. Like, seriously.
Exactly.
Nobody will watch you unless you're eating like you normally would. I mean, granted, you know, don't go overboard, but just eat like a normal person. Don't eat like a fucking bird and don't eat like a fucking bear. You know?
Right, right.
Because you'll get noticed one way or the other. Like, you know, if I'm going to a barbecue, I'll have a burger, I'll have a hot dog or a piece of chicken, and, you know, like, that's it.
Now, stuff's right in your pocket.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
when you go home, it's ice cream.
What, you guys don't have pocket dogs? No, but if it's, like, my barbecue, oh, forget it. I'll eat, like, six burgers, four hot dogs, you know.
Yeah, but you don't stick the whole fucking burger in your mouth at the same time. Like, you just keep going back and back, hoping nobody
counting
your trips.
No, I make like a big
trips.
Sandwich with the dog, the burger, and the chicken. Make like I call it the barbecue hoagie.
Don't kid yourself. When that dude walks in a buffet or just even a restaurant, they're like,
you've been here 4 hours.
They see him walking up. They run to the door to put the close sign up.
Yeah, exactly. That
it's Godzilla.
God's here.
Yeah, I don't.
Those were the days.
Yeah, those were the days. Those are some fucked up days.
Mm-hmm. I don't. God, that's so gross. Just sticking your hand in front of people.
The like, whole hand.
You're home by yourself. Fuck it. Who cares?
And he. Licking.
Yeah, like a fucking cow.
Same two pairs of cut off fucking 5XL.
He had two outfits, right? One was like, they were both gym outfits. Like, ironically, they're from like a gym, you know, but it's like one of those
gym steaks.
Yeah. You know, like a world's gym type outfit. It had
right.
the fucking
bum equipment.
Tank top. Yeah. Tank top with the matching shorts. And he had a black pair and he had like a peach or a pink?
Yeah. Like a peach.
Something like that.
Peach.
Wait, check this out. He wore this shit all year long. Like in the wintertime when it was snowing, he had the same fucking
every
shorts
fucking
and
time.
Tank top. The only difference was he instead
was he
of being
poor?
No. Instead of being barefoot, like in the summer, spring and fall, he'd put sneakers on in the winter. That was the only difference.
He would walk around with no shoes. He'd all get in day. His car, drive over to his house or my house with no shoes.
Yeah, dude, the bottom of his feet were like cinder blocks. When he walked on like wood or tile, it sounded like he had heels on, like platform.
He used to run ball with us.
Barefoot?
Yeah.
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 A lot of times, yeah.
Well, run ball is kind of
he used to stand in one spot.
He would stand in one spot, just shoot threes all day.
Or he'd fucking stay right in the middle and he'd try to snuff you.
Snuff burger.
Everything's got to be a burger with this guy.
Snuffleupagus.
I guess he ain't blocking those shots now with one leg, is he?
No. You know he's got that extra strength titanium, too, holding him up. Yeah. He ain't got no fucking Pistorius blades going on.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
That shit's funny, though.
Only us would fucking attract something like that.
I don't even know how we got to that point.
Who knows?
I'll blame it on you.
Blame it on his brother.
Yeah. Well, his brother wasn't happy about it.
No.
His brother didn't want us to fucking hang out with him.
Oh, it was a big family war.
Yeah. We actually hung out with his brother. His brother was our age.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was older. He got us beer. Anything we wanted, he got us, you know? So he became pretty handy.
Right.
And, you know, in turn, we were friends. We'd hang out. If we had nothing better to do, we'd go over, we'd hang out, whatever. And it just, then it got to a point where he, like, leached on. You couldn't get rid of him.
He'd just show up at your house.
He's a good guy, though. I don't want to make him sound like he's the worst person ever. He's not. He's a good guy. I consider him a friend.
A lot of worst people that we've been with.
But yeah.
But when you're 16, you don't want to hang out with a 27-year-old?
Yeah, basically.
There you go. It was fucking creepy. And he was creeping on all the younger.
Like, yeah, he would show up at the fucking parties and shit, like high school parties. It was really fucking.
He was that
creepy.
Dude?
Yeah, he was that dude.
That's bad.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It is what it is.
I mean, I know none of us would go to a fucking high school party at this point in our lives, unless our fucking
creep
son, or, unless our son or daughter needs to be picked up. That's about the only reason.
That's about it.
Wait, did you say you would?
I was like, ah. Yeah, that is creepy.
Yeah.
If it's a senior party, fuck it.
I can already hear this is going to be bad.
It's clicking already, by the way. You're live on the air.
I'm not live on the air. It's on Ustream, and I'm on Skype.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not like you guys pay a phone bill, and there's a guy in a room screening calls.
We don't have it like you, Robert.
I have the same thing you have. I'm not an asshole. I don't say live on the air.
You never fucking take phone calls.
You're live on the web.
I just say hello. Listen, first of all, you fucking cunt. You know, I'm fucking, I'm out in the backyard. My kid goes to sleep. Finally get him to bed. My wife takes off for a minute. I'm cooking barbecue chicken. I'm sitting in here. Who's doing the Skype? The FUs and the fucking nah.
What?
Who is that?
That's me.
Oh, you're just the worst. it's like battling a fucking 10-year-old. Are you in the backseat of a minivan? What you doing? Fucking horseshit. I see your stupid tweet. Hey, we're live. Okay, so I hit the button because I like your show. And
thank you.
I know, and I just want to listen in and see what you're complaining about now. You should change it to jerks to fucking four yentas. Way down. And I'm sitting here, and it gets interesting because you start trashing Rob's brand. His fucking stupid corporate horseshit fucking interview. The next time he does it, tell him to breathe. Just take a breath. I got thirsty listening to him. Fucking Christ. Yeah, and then in band camp, I met Robert. Okay? And then I forgot my chicken on the grill, you motherfuckers. So I scream, I drop my iPad, the fucking kids start screaming. I go outside, my fucking chicken's burnt to a fucking crisp because I spent 20 minutes and listened to you five, you cunts, fucking just smash Rob for not you. We're third on the last list next to him.
Is that when you stop listening?
No, I'm still listening. I can't. I just fucking turned the chicken and came back in. It's burnt. What am I going to do?
One side Cajun, one side raw.
Is that your new word for black people, Cajun?
No. Democrats.
Listen, Rob Sprantz, I haven't listened to it yet, but the first time I listened to it was through you guys. I feel terrible, because first of all, Riotcast wouldn't be Riotcast if it wasn't for you guys.
Stop. All right, enough.
Marco, how much did you pay Rob to fucking call and say
I didn't say anything.
Seriously.
I'm going to tell you this, because you guys were fans of mine. You came. You used to come to my shows all the time. The key word is used to. Fucking, you guys are as loyal as fucking.
Whoa! Wait a minute.
When's he been? When the fuck has he been local?
Hold on. I've been here. I was at fucking Uncle Vinny's not too long ago.
Marco was at your kid's christening.
I said one of you.
You just didn't know.
Okay.
One of you.
Okay.
I said one of you. Okay. So continue. You guys figure that out between yourselves. But you know, the first time you guys came, there was a pack here with two fat other guys. They weren't even part of the show, but you just brought fat guys around. And
the fat Wolverine, you know, big black dude. Down.
But I should have known, because when you came to my show the second time at the Stress Factory and a more famous black guy showed up, you fucking, ugh, you traitors really just stopped, you stopped talking to me.
What? What are you talking about?
You look at, we're all hanging out. It was my show. And then what's his name showed up? What's his name?
Craig Robinson. The
famous, yeah, exactly. Look how fast you knew his fucking name.
The famous guy.
The famous guy, Craig. You guys sat around. Oh, yeah, see you later, Robert. Take care. Anyways, Craig, sing that song again. You fucking heroin addict.
Talking about Craig?
Yeah, I'm fucking talking about Craig.
Is that why... Is that why he smells like the fucking water in Venice? Like what? Jesus Christ! God damn, he stinks.
But you guys, if it wasn't for you guys back in the day when you were, you know, you guys would come to my shows, and then Marco called me up, and the network, and you got fans of my podcast. I became fans of yours. And then you hooked me up with Sprantz, Glory Hole, a.k.a. Riotcast. First of all, why would you name your fucking podcast after a gay event? It's not...
Welcome to docking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not... I know girls do glory holes too, but not as much as men. Not as much as men. Might as well name it barebacking. So and that's how I would, if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have joined the fucking the glory hole. Now the Riotcast, thank God it's Riotcast, and yeah, we can tell people, hey, what network? Glory Hole. Ugh, what?
what are you guys, gay?
You know? So if it wasn't for you guys, you guys would still be Glory Hole. It would be nothing. Nobody. Florentine, me, Bailey, Jick, Nick, nobody would have a place to call their own. Okay? We'd all probably be at stand-up labs with fake numbers. On some fucking stupid comic of the comic... whatever network that would have shit been.
You'd be doing comedy in the dark.
Yeah. Oh God.
Awesome idea.
Listen. You know when you go see a Marvel movie, like whether it be Iron Man or Thor or Captain America, and you have to wait for the credits.
Yeah.
This Monday, I need you to wait for the credits. If you do, I don't even know if you guys listen to my show anymore, because, you know, Craig probably has a fucking podcast about gaming. Yo, man, I do games and play the piano. Pac-Man. Pac-Man. Fuck off. So, Liz, I just want you to wait for the credits. That's all, okay?
What credits?
At the end of my podcast.
Oh, okay.
On Monday.
You know, Luis Gomez, you know, hey, the new guard wants new comedy and just something different than just regular stand-up and, you know, alternative to stand-up comedy shows, you know, comedy in the dark is the new thing. You know, I want you to listen to the end of my show, but then wait. Just wait for the credits. I have a special treat for everybody.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, listen. I gotta go because my chicken's burnt, my dinner's done, and my kid just woke up again thanks to you jerks.
I broke my fucking knee.
And, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the fucking 10-year-old reference, you fucking tub of shit. All right. I love you guys.
All right, bye, man. Thanks.
Later, Bobby.
He was on a fucking roll.
That got weird because I almost said, I love you too.
He's like, I love you guys. He's like, I love you too.
I stopped. I was like, hey, take it easy, buddy.
You know what he's talking about? The comedy thought Gomez put together this fucking new thing that he's trying to like take off. It's comedy, but you can't see the comics on stage. It's pitch dark, and you're just it's
what
you just hear him.
That's
what?
It.
That's it. You're only using your sensation of hearing.
It's perfect for Lisa Lampanelli.
So what's the difference between that and the podcast? Why would I go somewhere to watch to listen to comedy?
I don't know.
As opposed to sitting at home.
Because there's like six comics on it. I don't know.
And that means what?
That means nothing.
What, do you have to guess? Do you get prizes if you know which comics are?
I don't know. I'm sure they'll announce who with comics which, but it's all in the dark.
Something's wrong with that. There's restaurants like that where it's dark. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to eat in the dark.
Right.
And I wonder if that's what he's getting it from. I wonder if he's doing...
Because it heights your sense of smell and your sense of taste.
What did they... Well, what? Do we have because to smell you're... that he's Puerto Rican?
I think that's what he's going for, I'm assuming. Because you... I mean, why else would you do it in
the
dark?
Hey, guys, guess what I just ate?
Craig Robinson comes out on stage. Everybody starts vomiting from the smell.
Smells like wet rag.
What's that smell? It smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Yeah, I guess that's what he's going for. I mean, I don't know, man.
You motherfuckers made me burn my chicken. It's fucking black on one side.
Oh, holy shit.
I appreciate that he said what he said about the whole, you know, well, if it wasn't for us, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, it also makes me feel douchey when he says it.
I agree.
Wasn't that just like sarcastic?
Regardless, whether it was sarcastic or he was being sincere, it was kind of douchey. It made me feel douchey.
But do you really think that though? What? I don't really think that.
I think eventually Rob would have gotten contact with Bobby at some point.
I mean, maybe not necessarily Bobby, but other stand-up comedians.
Yeah, see?
That started.
He probably ruined Ryke. Probably could have gotten some real comedian does. I'm kidding.
I'm fucking joking with you.
You could look at it that way.
You fox.
Maybe we stunted our growth by getting Bobby
on.
Sprance
is like, fuck, I could have had Jerry Seinfeld on here and fucking, you know, George Carlin before he died.
Fucking jerks. That's funny.
Welcome to Riotcast, a network with comedians that can't keep a TV show. I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker, I just burned my broccoli.
Ain't no broccoli in that house.
No sugars, no grains.
You know, it was funny when he was talking about the whole gaming thing with Craig. Because didn't Bobby used to do tech talk at the end of every fucking...
Yeah, tech talk.
Oh, dude, this fucking game is the shit.
Yeah.
Or whatever, this new fucking toy.
I'd like to thank Shure for the microphones they gave us for free. Because I don't buy shit.
He's like Ford Fairlane. Yeah. Is they getting paid money for his kids?
Swag. You get swag.
Jez, we need cash. Yeah.
He always fucking says to me,
Here's what you guys gotta fucking do.
I know, and it's you always
gotta,
the most outlandish fucking idea I've ever
you
heard.
You gotta just contact the microphone company, tell them you have a podcast, and you want a fucking a couple of mics.
We have a podcast, and it stinks, but we're on the same network as Bobby Kelly and Jim Florentine, so send us some free
shit.
Hold
on a second, just to further that, Adam and Eve were doing, were letting some of the podcasts on our network do commercial, but not us. And we're probably the most disgusting show on here.
They wouldn't even let us do a free commercial for them.
They must have, they must have saw the picture of us. These fuckers don't get laid. What are they going to sell? We might have a record in blow-up doll sales, but that's about it.
What does that say?
Exactly. Like, how the fuck is anyone going to give us free shit?
What you got to do?
We are a charity case.
What you got to do is crash a wedding. That way you can eat for free and drink, you fucks.
Here's what you gotta do. You gotta go to the comedians in Philly. It's some place of...
Alright, we need equipment to bring. We're not gonna unhook our fucking board and bring...
Fuck that, just take their fucking mics.
Yeah.
No. No cords, nothing, just a mic.
Yeah. And you gotta go out and buy it, alright, because I make fucking...
Right.
I make your kind of money. Right. I can go buy fucking equipment. How about you give us all the old equipment that's in your fucking closet? That
See,
out?
It's shit like that, though. That's the kind of shit that bites us in the ass.
I'm joking.
I know.
I don't want anybody.
I know.
I mean, I'll take it.
Bobby, do you have any hand-me-downs for us?
Chris, he opened his closet, and there was fucking mics falling out.
Yeah, I remember
mixing
that.
Mixing boards. Everything was falling.
Yeah. He looked like he robbed a Radio Shack.
I'm like, wow.
Right now, his kid is playing with his old equipment. Like, fuck Fisher Price. This kid is playing with, like, Behringer and Shure mics and fucking, you know, whatever. It's just like, his kid uses a fucking, an iPad for a fucking placemat when he's eating his cereal.
Fuck. It's funny.
I like when he gets disgusted. He's like, ugh.
Fucking heroin addict. How you gonna name your fucking show after a gay event? Ugh. Call it the bear packing.
Man, my fucking head hurts.
I sat in
used to be. I made sure
I sat in his chair and farted before I left the Rycast studios, just so he knows to embed it in the chair now.
Scumbag. Do you text Bobby and try to get him to send you dirty pictures of his new toilet?
No, not at all. He did build a new shower. I'm curious to see.
No wonder why they have a studio. They didn't want Marco coming up there creeping on all their shit.
Guys, we got to get a studio. This fucking guy, he took my bed sheets.
He was smelling my underwear.
The sanctity of my own home.
My boxes smell like his cologne.
One of my fucking dogs is missing.
He jizzed in a sock.
Oh, holy shit. Oh,
man.
That's funny. Oh, man. What the fuck? Phew.
You know what would have been the difference if Missy was here during that phone call?
But nothing, because she
nothing,
was
so quiet. Exactly nothing.
I mean, she didn't even interject.
She'd be
on
doing
her
that.
Man crush.
On her man crush?
Yeah, what the fuck's his name?
Don?
Yeah, Don Jameson.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, she had an opportunity, and he knows, you know?
I know.
But, yeah, she's too busy being a hippie.
People think she's a whore.
Oh, man.
Missy the hippie. The hungry, hungry hippie.
Yeah, I feel a little bad that we haven't been to Bobby's show in a while now that he fucking called us out on it.
He's only been here one time in the area that I couldn't go to.
He's for you, but for me, it's a 40 minute ride.
Right,
for
Uncle Vinny's is an hour and a half for us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not just that, the other one, the Stress Factor.
He was there.
Yeah.
That's like an hour.
First
right.
and second.
You
still,
know.
It's still a hike. He came to Helium that one time.
Yeah, that's the time I couldn't go, where he did our show. Yeah, I couldn't go to that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know why, but Philly, I figured Philly would really embrace him a lot more. I mean, Helium wasn't.
What's that got to do with that?
Well, that's why he doesn't come back.
What do you mean? He couldn't sell tickets?
I mean, it was not like sold out.
Really?
But there was tons of, yeah, there was, I won't say tons, but there's a lot of seats in there. Huh. I was surprised, you know, with Opie and Anthony, but their fans are rabid. So, I don't know. But I don't know if it's Philly or if it's just that, was it that one time or, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he still packed the place pretty
right.
good. But it wasn't as, like, I thought, like, you know, standing room only.
You know, I love Bobby's accent because every now and then he'll say a word that you just don't understand.
What was it that he said tonight?
Marvel. And we were all like, yeah, Marvel yeah, movies. Yeah, yeah. We all looked at each other like, what kind of movie? And then he's like, Iron Man.
You ever fucking
watch? Oh, Marvel.
Yeah, yeah. Because I looked at you, I was like, what? You ever fucking watch a Marvel movie?
Marvel.
What? Did he say something about marbles? I'm looking at you like, what did he say? And then he said, you know, Avengers, Spider-Man, Iron Man. And I'm like, oh, Marvel. The fuck?
And those fucking, those twats at the fucking hole, they're making fun of my you know, our voice, our language, or whatever.
Our accent?
Accents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phone and home. And
see, but you saying it like that, that's not what we say.
That's not what I say. I don't say home. I say home.
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 Screw you guys. I'm getting home.
Home.
Yeah, and they're kind of, they're, sometimes when Rob Sprance talks, he almost sounds
Jewy.
Oh. No, like Canadian.
Shut up. I'm not Jewish.
He's got like a Canadian thing going on. You know, like phone. Home. Like something they'd say in Canada. I don't know. It's just like, it's just weird. His O's, like, he almost sounds like Canadian, except for the A at the end of it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about New York accents.
I'm not a fan of New York. I think Boston accents are funny, though. They make me laugh. Just because they're so
over, like, the top.
That and they're, I don't know, raw. Like, just, like, almost like they just fucking crawled out of the sea. And that's how they learned how to talk, you know? Like, they didn't refine their fucking talking yet. You know, like, ha! Huh? Ha! You don't know what the fuck they're saying. It could be anything.
Like that, the scene in that movie with Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock.
Oh, the
yeah, yeah.
When they're at the, when Sandra Bullock's at the dinner table and Bill Burr was like, are you a knock?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, huh?
Bill Burr was fucking funny.
Yeah,
in that
for
movie.
The 3 minutes he was in, yeah, he was fucking hysterical.
Am I a what?
A knock. A knock. Are a you knock? Are you not a knock?
And she's like, a knock? Like a knock on the door? A knock. Hey, that's what I said. Knock. N-A-I-K. Knock. 2 years.
I wonder if it's going to be a cheat, too.
Sequel. Oh, man. That's what Bill Burr's closet is filled with, all the fucking copies it is.
Let's take a break.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing collars.
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. K
case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. All right, we're back. Whew. Can we get this second hour without bashing anybody?
No.
Anybody on the network, at least?
Yeah. Yeah, that we can do.
Oh, we're definitely going to bash, but...
That we can do.
Fuck.
You guys watched the NFL draft this past weekend?
I caught parts of it.
Yeah. Bits and pieces.
I guess you were busy, Marco.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Marco had his own draft.
It's
I'll
funny,
take you.
I did catch the first picks, like the first round. Yeah, I'm up on you guys too.
I know you guys got two marriages under your belt. We got zero.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
I knew you.
Doing someone that you used to do. That's what this
That's
song's
great.
About. You could find someone else, but this seems a little easier because you already have a number. Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Marco, I played this last week.
Hey, Jersey Jerk Show fucking exclusive. The Marco Divorce Watch.
Oh, man. I hope to never have to hear that again. Because this time around, I'd get taken to the cleaners.
Yeah.
I can't escape it now.
Yeah, she's going to own all your sneakers.
Yeah.
And then F. And then Marco's going to have only the right shoes. Babe, not my Air Force Ones.
Holy shit.
Anyway, the reason why I bring up the draft, you know, this whole Michael Sam, first openly gay football player, which I don't agree. I think Tony Romo is gay.
But, he's not gay. He's a fag.
I have to ask you guys a question. So did you see the footage of when he got the phone call?
Yeah.
From Jeff Fisher saying,
how
hey.
Can you not? They plastered it
okay.
on every fucking news.
Okay, so... You know, he got emotional, no problems. I have no problems with that. You know, then they show him celebrating with his, you know, his boyfriend and all his friends and whatever and, you know, family, I guess. And then they show him and his boyfriend smashing cake into each other's faces. Then they do a long open mouth kiss and start licking the fucking cake icing off each other's faces.
Yeah.
Now, I was... Really,
I'm gonna lean in now and give you a nice kiss.
I was really
thanks, Fatso.
I was really bothered by that, and not to come off like a homophobe, because I'll be honest.
It
with
sounds
you,
like
hold on. I'll be honest with you. I think it's an atrocity that he was drafted that late. He should have went so much earlier. There was tons of fucking guys that shouldn't have got drafted before him. Tons.
I heard he's not that talented.
See, I don't agree with that at all.
But you know who's who can
I don't
believe?
Agree with that at all.
Jaworski, Mel Kiper, you can't. I mean, they're all saying different shit.
Yeah, first of all, I don't listen to any of those fucking hacks.
If they knew what they were talking about, they'd be GMs.
Exactly.
That is correct.
Mel Kiper's been doing this fucking shit for 30
years.
He never
gets it right.
He never gets it right. Never.
Can't even get his hair right.
With that fucking Dracula cut. Jesus Christ. Good evening, I'm Mel Kiper Jr.
Count Kiper.
Welcome to ESPN's College Football Draft. NFL Draft. With the first pick, Frankenstein. He has good size, no speed, and he has great hands, even though they're not his. Those bolts could be a problem when he puts a helmet on.
Fucking guy. Not you. I'm talking about those assholes on fucking TV. So anyway, I was bothered by that because here's the thing. If you want to match it with a straight college player, never in the history of draft on TV did I ever see a college player open mouth kiss his girlfriend or wife or mother or whoever, you know, but they kept the camera on that during that entire fucking thing before the next pick was in and all that. And it was just so unnecessary. And I think it started a shitstorm of fucking bullshit to follow. Now, I don't know how you guys felt about it. I thought it was gross. I had to change the channel. As soon as it happened, I changed the channel. I was like, I can't watch this. I don't care if he's gay. I really don't. I don't care. I don't think he's going to do anything to anybody in the team or the opposite team. I don't care. I'm not a fan of watching two men kiss, though.
You don't think he's going to be in the locker room, walk by somebody and ball tap him?
What? No, no, I don't think right. So.
The guys are worried about
my
that.
Germs. Let's tap heads.
Yeah. I hope the first time he sacks a quarterback, he starts dry humping him on the ground. Everybody will be scared of him. I'll have 35 sacks.
I'm praying that helmet to helmet contact with him is not anything different than what I've already seen in football.
I don't have a problem with him. Yeah. Being drafted into the NFL is probably one of the most exciting days of his life, as it would be for most people. Sure. I don't have a problem with the kiss. The whole smashing the cake thing, it's like, all right, dude, come on now.
That's why you can tell.
I think he's getting terrible career advice.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, that was all contrived. They didn't do that before. Yeah. And that's what gets me mad.
I think he's getting terrible advice.
Well, we know you're gay.
You're gay?
A little kiss would have been great.
It's fine. Nobody gives a shit about that. But like, you didn't see fucking Johnny Manziel smashing cake into somebody's face when he got drafted, and he got drafted in the first round.
If anything, Manziel would smash it in his own face.
Come on, my face.
Yeah, I don't agree with the coverage. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's, I'm not saying it's the worst thing they could have ever done. I mean, the only thing that would have been worse is he butt-fucked his boyfriend on the air. but honestly,
now
really,
suck, Mike.
It was really unnecessary. It went too far.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care that he does that. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. If he wants to teabag icing off his fucking boyfriend's face or vice versa, that's fine. That's fine. But don't do it on camera. Is my point.
It's like you're just throwing it in our face. You're just forcing us. We know you're gay, man.
Right.
We don't need the wedding cake scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck. Exactly. It really got to the point where it was, you know, enough is enough.
You know his boyfriend is comes from mafia. His dad and uncles and stuff.
I highly doubt that.
Yeah, no, read about him. From the Midwest, Italian mafia.
A gay mafia.
I don't know. It doesn't go. It doesn't.
Bang bang.
They say there's a gay mafia. So if you like, they say that.
I don't believe it.
Not his dad, but yeah, his family's connected. Yeah,
I don't believe that.
Read up on him. I forget his name, but yeah, read up on him.
I fuck Bazzini.
But I heard there is a gay mafia. It doesn't mean mafia isn't Italians, but there's like a gay mafia that avenges, you know, mafia.
Luca Brasi sleeps with the balls.
They avenge like wrongdoings to gays and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
They have pink guns.
Now you can't leave. Just like a straight guy bringing brass knuckles to a homo fight.
Instead of fighting, they strap him into the fucking chair, tease his hair.
No, you know what they do?
Give him fucking haircuts.
They lock up the bar, and they start having a pillow fight. Yeah.
Bend me over and fuck me in the ass.
It seems like they just threw it. They
forced it down your throat. No problem.
I'm sure
I discussed it. I am.
Later on that night, I'm sure that happened.
No, I just, like, I don't feel like it was forced down my throat. I actually feel bad for him. Because
I feel, yeah,
they're
I feel
going to ruin this guy's career
yeah, but that's
before
after,
he ever steps foot on the field.
Okay, I agree with that. I do feel bad for the guy. I'm talking about the actual moment when they showed him open mouth kissing his boyfriend and the cake thing and all that. Let's start with that.
I think the cake thing was, like Marco said, it was contrived. It was planned. I think okay. all that was planned.
Okay, yeah, whatever it was. My point is ESPN didn't have to film.
It was probably planned with ESPN, though.
I highly doubt that the people at ESPN, the big wigs at ESPN, want to show that. I really don't think so.
It's he was a seventh round pick, and he's more well known than
like
most people in the sixth round.
Like
before.
Religious, you know, like I kind of look at them like a Chick-fil-A. Man, it sounds good right now.
You burnt my fucking chicken.
But I kind of look at them like that. Like they have, you know, they're a little uppity and whatever. They probably have like Christian fucking morals or so. That's not something that they would do. I mean, every time someone makes a comment, even if it's like a borderline whatever comment, they fire the fucking guy.
Right.
You know? And it's because they have to. Not because they necessarily want to. Because they have to. If not, they get a fucking onslaught of bad media. And they don't want that. So I think that Michael Sam and his boyfriend, all that, planned the cake thing mm-hmm. for sure. But I think that, you know, ESPN, I just... See, what I think is the cameraman for ESPN that's in the homes of these athletes, they sit there and they have to tape basically the whole thing. And then they go back and they edit it in the truck or the trailer or whatever for the TV. What I think was is while you're listening to Mel Kiper and Jaworski and the other two guys talking, you're watching these two gay guys basically go at it, you know, fucking mouth stuff.
Suck cock.
And it was just too much. I'm watching an NFL draft. I'm not watching gay porn. You know, I don't want to see the start of what's going to happen.
Who's
later.
Watching the seventh round, though, really.
Well,
I caught the.
I always, every year, I try to catch Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah, I think it's kind of funny, you know, just to see mm-hmm. who's the guy they're going to pick last, you know. And it was almost him, mm-hmm. which again I think was totally wrong. I think he should have went a couple rounds earlier. I think that's ridiculous. But you know now. Getting past that point. What did you think about that, Mark? Or did you have a problem with that?
I had a problem with being fucking overboard and contrived and thrown down your face. A kiss would have been fine. Who cares? With the cake.
That's what you expected.
Right. Yeah. I expected like the same kind of kiss that, you know, straight athletes do. The quick either peck on the lips or peck on the cheek.
Right, right.
Not the fucking washing of the tongues.
The guy kisses his girlfriend and be like, you're out, bitch. I'm moving on to a hotter
basically,
one.
Basically, it's a kiss goodbye.
Yeah, it's really what it is.
Right. His kiss was a hello.
Hello, Frisco.
That's really what it was. And, you know, it just, I think it was just overboard. It was too much. And again, this is my opinion. I didn't have to watch it, and I didn't. I shut it off. I changed the channel. You know, I waited a little bit, went back, and you just saw the guys at the panel talking, but I'm just like, man, that's crazy. Like, that was just too much. You know, it's like, God, ease into it. For, you know what I mean? Like,
I think he
set it up.
What the fuck?
I think he set himself up because it's going to be hard for him to succeed, and he can do other shit. If he doesn't succeed in NFL, now he's going to be the first ever, you know, gay guy drafted.
So he's going to be the first gay guy not signed.
first openly gay guy.
Yeah.
Right, openly gay guy. Yeah. So now he can be
because the Cowboys haven't come out yet.
He can go talk to gay groups, and he'll make tons of money doing that shit.
Sure, and I hope that's what he's banking on.
Honestly, I feel like if he really wanted to play football and he really loved football, he put all this bullshit to the side until his career is over.
Yeah. Well, you know, again,
it's going
to
cost him.
Not trying to be dirty about it, but he is young, dumb, and full of cum. Just not in the normal place. He doesn't know any better. He's a young kid.
No, and I think he's taking advice from people who are trying to make money off of him.
He's being taken advantage of right now.
Well, I mean, yes and no. Like, he is going to make money off of all this, but other people are too. And I think it's just bad career advice. Like, if the guy really wants to succeed in the NFL, because of the media circus that follows him, and because you're going to have, I don't want to say a small segment of the population in the NFL and people that hate him, it might be a large one. Who the fuck knows?
Right.
But He's got all sorts of shit going against him. He needs to concentrate on playing football. Yeah, okay, you're out. Great. Good for you. Put all this other bullshit to the side, because now he's got to work harder than everybody else on the team. Right. He's got to be better than everyone. If he's a starter, it doesn't matter what he does. If he's good enough to start in the NFL, he could fucking blow a guy on TV. Who cares?
I do.
If it comes down
that's
to him.
That's not a halftime show I want to see in a Super Bowl.
If it comes down to him being the 53rd guy on the roster, he's getting cut. He's got no shot.
Yeah.
He's got to be a significant contributor to a team, mm-hmm. to make a team now, because he's doing a reality show now. And
Oprah. I wanted to move on. Let's go piece by piece with that. So now, after that, you know, he's getting all this media attention. He's told that. Now, am I mistaken? Is he getting one or two reality shows?
I heard one. I don't know about
that. Okay.
Two.
And that one is going to be on Oprah's channel?
Oh, of course.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So Oprah offered him a spot on her channel for his new reality mm-hmm. show. And his reality show is going to be on and off the field, from what I understand. First of all, I don't know how the NFL is okay with that. I really don't.
You can't say anything because it's going to discriminate.
Because let me tell you right now, NFL Films, a friend of mine who works for NFL Films has said multiple times they're like Nazis when it comes to...
Oh, dude, if we played a clip from an NFL game on this day, they'd probably burn my house to the ground.
Yeah, they would. Mm-hmm. They would. You got the NFL Mafia.
Yeah.
The gay mafia versus the NFL Mafia.
I don't know if they're not going to be able to show certain insignias.
Trust me, if they can show him on the field, the NFL's making money off of it.
Yeah.
Don't kid yourself.
Oprah's going to pay big money.
Fucking Oprah. Unbelievable.
Load it.
That fat bitch learned how to make money.
Would you smash that?
And give it away.
With that money?
And give it away.
Fucking right, dude.
Everybody gets a new car! Fucking bitch. Give me a fucking car so I can sell it.
No shit.
Got to come up with the taxes, man. They don't tell you that.
Nah, they don't tell you that.
Got to come up with the $3,000 tax.
Whatever. And I'll take that for a fucking $22,000 car.
Right.
Yeah. Buying everybody a $22,000 car, I'll pay the $3,000 mm-hmm. tax. Man. You just sell the fucking car. You make it back.
Yeah, either that or if you're going to keep the car, when you owe money for taxes, you just go on a payment plan.
Right.
Same thing as taking out a loan for a car, but it's $3,000 for an $18,000 car. Mm-hmm. People complain about that. You're getting a free fucking car. Yeah. Shut up, you asshole.
Compared to only the $3,000, $3,000.
So now...
Get a loan.
So now he's going to have this TV show. And it's going to be, first of all, it's going to be a huge distraction to the St. Louis Rams. By the way, how ironic he went to the Rams.
Oh, homo.
Seriously. St. Louis Rams. Rams up the ass. It's going to be a big distraction. And Jeff Fisher is not the kind of coach that likes that kind of shit. He likes to keep, you know, a tight organization. Whoa. This is getting bad. And,
tight end.
Yeah. And he's not going to be happy about this, and that's going to cause a problem. And like you said, he's going to have to work extra hard to stay on that fucking team mm-hmm. because I can't see him.
I'll tell you what, he was fired up though. He basically came out and said he's going to make everybody pay for skipping over him so many times.
Yeah, but that was before he got the TV deal.
Yeah. Now he's just like, fuck that.
Well, no. He doesn't know what's going to happen. He thinks he's going to be able to work hard at being a football player and do the TV show, and it won't be a big issue. He's going to realize how much distraction that TV show is going to bring mm-hmm. to his, you know, possible NFL career, and it's going to fucking tank his career.
What about if he gets cut? They're going to have to document.
See,
all that
that's
shit.
The thing. That's
it
the
can
thing.
Go south really quick.
That's the thing. I think that if he gets cut, I think it's going to, because he's getting all this media attention now with the TV show, I think that he's going to end up suing the NFL. He's going to blame him being gay for being cut.
Well, being a seventh-round pick, the odds are already stacked against him making the team.
Doesn't matter.
To begin with.
He's openly gay. Everybody knows it, and that's something that's never been announced before.
You can't prove that he was cut because he was gay.
Exactly, but it doesn't mean that he can't file. I mean, not if he's getting all this money from TV deal and
but if he's getting all this money from a TV deal, why would he?
Because he could possibly win.
I don't say.
Look, man, if OG can get off, anything can happen. Sorry,
he's probably getting a pretty penny. She gave Lindsay Lohan $1 million for a shitty fucking reality show, and nobody cares about her. Mm. This is more of a mainstream, you know, thing going on right now. So he's getting paid.
Getting paid.
I just wish he would focus on football.
He needs to now. No more fucking kissing, butt fucking, anything like that.
Everything's at Butt Fuckingham Palace.
That's the new name of the stadium, Butt Fuckingham Palace.
Yeah.
He needs to play football. He needs to practice hard and worry about football, but fucking, you know. I think it's going to be a huge hurdle for him to climb. I mean, he's going to be in trouble.
He was already bringing a circus with him to practice to begin with. Circus.
Even if he didn't kiss or
JoJo,
anything like
the
that.
Idiot circus yeah. boy.
Even if none of that stuff happened, he didn't have a reality TV deal or anything. He was already bringing a circus with
him. I think, yes. But I think if none of that shit happened, that extracurricular bullshit with the TV and Oprah and all that stuff, I honestly think this guy would have probably died trying to live up to that promise that he made, that he's going to make everybody pay for drafting him so late.
Yeah.
I think he would have done everything in his power to get to that point, barring any injury, to show everyone you fucked up.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why I would like to see him succeed is because you know there's teams out there that passed over him solely on the fact that he's gay.
Yeah, 31 teams did.
it's annoying. As a paying customer of the NFL, I feel I deserve the best team they could put on the field, whether Absolutely. The guy's black or white or Chinese, gay, straight, whatever. I want the best team they could put on the field. And if he's a good enough player, if they passed over him for being gay, I'm angry about that.
That's why I was talking to my dad about this the other day, and I said, you know, I just don't understand, you know, what's the big deal. Now, I'm a totally different person than I was 20 years ago. You know, being gay 20 years ago was not like being gay today. It was taboo. And it was just like, you know, I grew up like faggot. You know, like, you know, you say whatever, you know. But it wasn't like, I don't know, at the time it wasn't a big deal. But now it's like, okay, look, there are people out there that like the same sex. And you see it so many times, you get used to it. That doesn't necessarily mean I want to get used to seeing two guys fucking open mouth kiss all the time either. But I get it, you know. That's fine. If you're that good of an athlete, it doesn't matter what the fuck you want. You know, there's exactly. that fucking openly gay NBA player. He's a decent player.
He's a bench guy, I guess.
Right, but I mean, he's good enough to be on a fucking team. Right. He's a decent player.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, okay, but he doesn't fucking bring he doesn't make a fucking circus.
Yeah.
You know, he goes out there and he plays his fucking game. This guy being young, not knowing anything, I think he made a huge mistake making this all about, you know, him being gay.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the time comes and he gets cut from the Rams and doesn't get picked up by another team, he's going to blame the NFL saying, hey, you guys don't want me on any team because, you know, because whatever, you know, my sexual orientation. And it's like, no, dude, you brought all that shit up. This all on you.
Well, they already suspended a couple people for saying something, tweeting out shit, right?
But that's what
I mean. The Dolphins suspended one of their...
Surprise.
Yeah. Somebody on the Dolphins hateful towards another person.
Are you sure? And gay bashing towards another. Who would have thought? Are you sure it just wasn't an old tweet that just popped back up? Could have been, you know.
Well, that's why they got to be very careful. Nobody can fucking email them, fucking text them bullshit jokes, because it can turn around on him. Like, you can't say
he said that in an interview too.
Hey, faggot, you know,
he said that in an interview when he was playing college football. You know, a lot of the guys in the locker room used to joke with him, and he's like, "I was all in good fun. I didn't take it personal. I don't care."
Well, that's good that he's got a good sense of humor about it.
You have to,
right? But I mean, what he's doing now is he's laying the groundwork for his job to be that much tougher.
Yeah,
you know, I was going to use the word harder.
Yeah, he's bringing a fucking circus of media along with him.
Mm-hmm.
Most NFL teams don't want that bullshit. They don't need the media coverage.
Look how many teams turn down Hard Knocks.
Yeah, they don't want that shit.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm happy Andy Reid is gone because I knew under his fucking, you know, tyranny that we'd never fucking be on Hard Knocks.
No.
But I think it's possible that Chip Kelly may want.
Oh, dude, he's a huge asshole. Chip Kelly. I can't imagine him letting anybody in the locker
room. I don't
think
we qualify. There's like some qualifications.
There's qualifications for the...
Drafting real players?
No, there's a qualification. If nobody wants to do it, the NFL can force teams to do it, okay. But they have to fit into a certain criteria.
Yeah. Oh. Whatever. I mean, there's 32 teams. They already did the Browns or the Bengals twice. You know, yeah. The Bengals or the Dolphins, one of them, they did it twice already. It's like, whoa.
Might be the Bengals.
The Cowboys, you know, I don't know, what the fuck? I want to see the same fucking teams. I like that show. I think it's cool.
I don't really watch it.
I think it's cool. The behind the scenes and what they do. It's interesting.
When they
cut
these poor.
Oh, dude, that's the best. That's the best, dude. You get to see the walk of shame, and you feel bad for these guys. You do, except for the ones who fucking talked all that shit like they were going to be the fucking starter and all that, and they get their fucking walking papers. You're just like, fucker.
I don't know. To me, that's hard to watch.
No, what's hard to watch is seeing a college player, a rookie playing, that's playing really well in the preseason and he gets a really bad injury. That's hard to watch.
Yeah.
That's hard to watch because you knew he was going to be the guy. You knew it. You're like, wow, this guy's a fucking beast.
Never the same.
Never the same. Like last year, the guy on the Bengals, some defensive guy, good. And nobody drafted him, nothing. They he was undrafted, free agent or a rookie, and they fucking signed him on, and he was blowing up fucking people, And then his fucking Achilles went, boom. He went down, that was it. And it was like, oh, God, that sucks. It really does. But I don't know. I think this guy's in for a hell of a fucking roller coaster
Absolutely
ride.
Absolutely, he is.
And, I'm actually the one good thing about all this media coverage, I'm just so happy he got the attention off of Johnny Manziel. I'm so fucking sick of hearing about this fucking
People love thing. The fact that he kept slipping down.
Whatever. What would they think?
Well, he's a huge asshole.
What would they think? He was going to get drafted in the first fucking three picks? No way. No way. What do you get picked? 22nd?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles spot. They traded.
That's right. Yeah.
Straight down.
Who gives a shit? I'm just glad fucking our team didn't get him.
Your girl's boyfriend got drafted, though.
You remember.
Who?
Casey. Oh, yeah. Who did he get drafted to?
Fuck. Oh, Kansas City.
Oh, fuck.
But here's the thing. He slipped because he's an asshole. Apparently.
He has the right to be an asshole. Do you see who he's fucking?
Yeah.
He's fucking the hottest chick on the fucking planet.
But apparently he was going to each team saying, this is where I'm getting picked, and this is where I should be picked, and apparently they didn't like him too much. I don't know how true that is, but.
Well, it's funny, because if he would have went in there and said, yeah, I think I'm going to be a fifth-round pick, you know what they say? Oh, wow, he lacks confidence. He couldn't be our quarterback.
You don't win.
Yeah.
just answer the question. Stop fucking pumping your own ego. But he's playing for Andy Reid, so.
Again, walk around with that arm candy. You kind of do feel like you're walking on top of the fucking.
Yeah, he's. God, she's hot. Man.
She's a fucking piece.
Dime piece.
I'd like to draft her right into the fucking bed.
Draft her right on your cock.
I'll show her a sack.
You want me to drag my sack across your face?
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yes, sir.
Hot piece ass.
Mm-hmm. Got that right.
Sorry, girlfriend, but it's true. She knows it. She knows it. She's like, you think she's hot? You don't? Really?
She's over the top hot,
Yeah.
You can't act all fucking, she's okay. No, she's hot.
Fuck that. There's nothing okay about her. She's smoking.
Yeah. Smoking.
Mm. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, man.
He's a fucking dork.
Put his noodle on that.
He's such a fucking dork. He looks like such a fucking hayseed, doesn't he?
I'm for Georgia. I play for Georgia.
Fucking idiot. You know what, though? I'm glad she's with him. You know why? Because she's a fucking career ruiner. She was with what's his fucking face?
Oh.
On fucking.
Christian Ponder.
He had a stretch where he was doing okay, and then as soon as they got
what
together.
What stretch was that? High school?
No, it was like 2-game stretch. No, and
they were talking about cutting them.
Yeah. Oh, that they might as well.
She broke his heart.
Yeah. And then who else did she went out with another athlete, baseball player?
On the Phillies, right?
Was it on the Phillies?
Oh, yeah, one of the Phillies pitchers. Yeah. Nope, not one of the top guys.
No, I thought she was with somebody
Farnsworth?
Else from another.
Was it
No. He was like their fourth or fifth starter last year. I can't think of his fucking name.
I don't know.
I thought she was with another guy from another team.
Could have been. She's a whore.
Yeah, she the disease-spreading whore. I'll take it.
Absolutely. I won't turn that down.
No.
If she had herpes, would you bareback her?
Oh, that's a tough one.
If I was single?
Yes.
Don't they have medicine?
Well, if she's breaking out, I don't.
She's breaking out.
No,
like, oh, you're gonna get it.
Oh, like she, like her pussy looks like a fucking scrub brush.
Yeah,
on the inside, it's got all ripples and shit. But
when you see that, that'll turn you off. Like, you know, you won't.
You don't have to look at it.
Yeah, just put it in bareback. No, yeah, no.
I don't know.
That's, can we get another question. One? Can we get another scenario? I could say yes to say yes to something.
No, you definitely have to get a disease from her. An uncurable one.
Shit.
Just, I have cancer!
Not cancer.
You just have to take a pill the rest of your life, that's all.
She's not worth taking a pill?
Depends what kind of pill we're talking about, see, Alice?
Now I can finally get hepatitis.
Wait, did you say herpes?
Yeah. Yes.
You know what? Herpes? Yeah. Hepatitis, no. Hepatitis, no. That's dangerous.
Right.
Herpes is can't herpes. Kill you.
Herpes is, you know.
You have a bad itch.
A lot of people have herpes. You don't even realize it. Yeah. HPV is a form of herpes. And like fucking one out of fucking three people have it. You don't even know.
Nope. There's three people in this room.
Mm-hmm. One of us has HPV.
But the thing, I don't think it affects guys like it does women.
No, right? It doesn't.
Doesn't.
No,
it doesn't. We just carry it.
Yeah, we're the carrier. Right, right.
It's like their purse.
So one of us three has HPV, and Missy has everything.
Can we catch it just by...
Missy, what do you have?
I have cancer.
I have cancer.
I have AIDS.
Punch her really hard right in her hepatitis.
AIDS?
The biffle gave it to me. Well, let me ask you.
What?
Scarlett Johansson, herpes.
Fuck no.
No?
I ain't getting herpes. Not fuck herpes. That. Listen, if you get it, shit happens, but I'm not knowingly going to dive in there and get herpes. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, what if... Well, hold on a second. Let's say that you met Scarlett Johansson one night. You were out, and she happened to be there, and you guys talk and hit it off. She wants you to go back to her hotel room, and she wants you to fuck her with no rubber.
Mm-hmm.
You in?
Yeah.
You have herpes.
She told me she had herpes.
No, she's not going to tell you. I'm just telling you how this is how
fucking ignorant bitch.
This is how the scenario goes.
Russian roulette, dick roulette, man.
Well, you always play dick roulette.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But this is real, real roulette.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I would do it if she told me she had herpes and still wanted me to do it. I would check it out to make sure she wasn't
broken out. You take that 50-50 chance. I mean, she could have something like this starting to pop through.
I couldn't do it without a rubber, regardless whether she was broken out or not. But
all the juices, man, they get on your shit.
Yeah, I hear you, but like, I don't know. Like, can you imagine getting Scarlett Johansson naked and not eating her pussy?
No,
no, exactly. No. And now you're gonna have that shit all over your fucking face. I'm going to throw up just thinking about it.
You know I've heard.
No, I couldn't do it.
Not knowingly.
See, I would think if that ever happened, I just don't see how you would turn it down as far as even without a rubber.
Knowingly? Like,
knowingly. Like,
oh, not knowing. Of course. If I don't know she has herpes, I'm diving in now. I'll put my whole fucking head in her
pussy. But I'm telling you she has herpes. You just don't know it. She didn't tell you.
Okay.
So you have herpes.
You know I have herpes.
If you got to get it from somebody, one of the hottest right. chicks in the world, it's not that bad.
Hey, that's a badge of honor you walk around. Hey, everybody. I got herpes from Scarlett fucking Johansson.
I got a herpes of honor here.
That's one way to get it, man. See this fucking store?
It's a Scarlet.
It looks
store.
Just like her in the Avengers.
Marvel.
Marvel top.
The Jewish Avengers.
Where's Thor? It's Iron Man. The Incredible Hulk.
It's amazing how fucking bigoted we are. For laughs.
Tony Starkberg.
Tony Stark.
Tony Stark.
Starkberg.
Captain America. It's Captain Hanukkah.
He's got the, you know how the shield? He's got the same beanie on the top of his head.
He throws the beanie at people. Yeah, cuts them down.
It's a big beanie.
Give me a Captain Hanukkah.
Marvel. Marvel. Marvel top. Universe.
I hope Rob doesn't get mad for making fun of his people.
And if you haven't noticed, I'm Jewish.
Holy shit, that's funny, man.
I heard Pedro made Stern the other day. He went I think they were doing the draft. They were covering a draft.
What?
The ESPN was doing the draft coverage in New York.
Pedro
that calls us. He was running by. You don't see him. You only hear it. And he screamed, and Howard Stern's penis, blah, blah, booey, blah, blah, blah. And it went on for like a minute. He's just fucking, it went on.
How do you know it was Pedro?
I don't know. One of Stern's guys said it was Pedro. You could tell by.
Wait. Howard Stern knows Pedro?
Yeah. He's a caller. Yeah, he's always on the Stern.
The Pedro that calls us, it's always creeping on Missy. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, this is news
Stern,
to me.
He's a Stern guy.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Why couldn't that motherfucker say Riotcast?
I could have been nicer to him when he called on the phone.
Because fucking Rob is a pussy.
That's fuck why. You, Pedro.
Now, if I'd known that, I would have told Missy to blow him a long time ago.
Yeah, he was.
Take one for the team, Miss.
You don't actually see him.
Pedro, next time you call the Stern Show, ask him if he's ever heard of the Jersey Jerk Show.
I got this tweet one night.
He's also got.
No, it's funny that you mentioned that, Pedro.
He's also got. I think he's got his own theme music for Bubba too. Bubba's show.
Who has his own theme music?
Pedro. He's a big caller for Bubba the Loves Brunch. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. He gets around.
What the fuck's he doing on Riotcast then?
Bubba the Love Sponge. I fucking forgot about that.
I love Missy.
Here's the deal. We're going to have a cock off.
I'm going to grab the Rattler. Stick it on McGillicuddy. We're 25 cents.
Shock the puss.
He does this thing now where they shoot blow darts.
Does he still have the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not on the Howard Stern Network, is it?
No. It's on a couple channels in Florida, and he does his own, and he's on some wet internet.
Riotcast?
No. Can you imagine?
Why don't you introduce him to Rob?
You want me to? I'll make that happen.
Riotcast. Welcome to Riotcast. We talk about Marvel. Matzah Comics.
Captain Knish.
Speederman. The Amazing Speederman. I would have rather watched the fucking Amazing Speederman.
What the fuck?
Damn. Is that your cat that opened the door like that?
Yeah.
With authority. Cat just fucking kicked the door down.
Like, bitch, don't you close the door on me.
Speaking of, you guys see that video of that cat that saved the fucking kids?
Yeah, I didn't say it.
Holy shit, that was fucking wild. Gotta watch the video when you can. It's jarring. This kid's like on, what's this kid like, 2, 3 years old?
3, I think.
If that.
Yeah.
He's like on a little tricycle and he's like walking it, you know, he's sitting on using his feet, walking it. And he's in the driveway and there's a car. He's next to the car. He's on the passenger side of the car. Now here's the weird part. There's video cameras everywhere. Did you see how
that?
But there was numbers running. Maybe it's surveillance.
I think it's surveillance from a house or something.
Yeah, but the dog came from another house, didn't it?
I don't know.
Whatever. It's probably a gated community with tons of surveillance or whatever. It obviously looked like a good neighborhood. You know, even the dogs were white. No, I'm just kidding. I shouldn't say that. The cat was black. But so the kid's like walking the tricycle up the driveway, and you see the dog. They show footage of the dog on the other side of the car, like sneaking around the back of that car where the kid's on the other side.
Then he fucking, then they show that camera angle where the kid is, and this dog comes running out, grabs his leg with his fucking teeth, like, you know, just gets a grip lock on him, right? Dude starts fucking shaking his head. This kid looks like a doll. He's just flapping back and forth real bad. Out of nowhere, you see this black streak and just fucking jumps on the dog. The dog, like, lets the kid go, and the cat starts running after the dog. So it was the cat that attacked the dog. The cat attacks the dog.
It's the kid's cat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Attacks the dog and then runs after the dog, and the dog goes fucking flying away. And then the cat comes back, like, to the boy. Dude, weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life. And did you see the fucking the cuts?
Mm-hmm.
They were like open.
Yeah, he could have killed that kid, man. If he got a hold of his neck.
I don't even know what kind of dog. It wasn't like a pit. I don't even know what kind of dog that was.
I couldn't tell.
It wasn't even that big of a dog. I mean, the cat was...
It was medium at the big.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude.
That cat was a beast.
Dude, that cat... Yeah, seriously. Super pussy.
Yeah.
I'll have the soup.
Seriously, I was shocked when I saw it. I'm like, God damn. Saved his fucking life.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
He shot out.
See,
he
pussy shot, makes everything better.
Sure does. He shot out like a cannon, dude.
He did. It almost looked like he flew in.
Yeah.
Like Superman.
Super puss.
Mega puss. Like a Marvel character. Iron Matzah. The Avengers, they don't fight crime on Sundays. Don't pick up the phone. Don't pick up the phone. You're not supposed to use the phone on the Sabbath.
Sabbath.
God, we're going to hell.
It's time for temple.
Yeah.
Gotta go to temple.
Temple. Temple. Where's store?
Yeah.
Get off the phone, you stupid bastard.
Yeah, we're definitely going to hell.
That wasn't in question even before we started this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we could talk. What it doesn't matter what we say.
Nope.
We sealed it way before we did this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way before we did.
Yep.
Just because we're adding to it doesn't make any... Our sentence isn't going to be any fucking longer or lighter.
Eternity.
Yeah. So you might as well just have fun while you're here. Let's talk about DC Comics. And let's try to make them a fucking religion.
Like that.
Whoa.
Everything all right?
Speaking of which,
yeah,
I was going to say... I saw the Spider-Man 2. Did I say this on the show?
No, oh, you were talking before the show, yeah.
Holy shit, dude. It was fucking terrible.
I heard
fucking
that.
Fucking terrible. Yeah.
That's a shame.
You know what? It really is bad, and it is a shame because it could have been good. They squeezed too much shit into one movie.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make any fucking... Not that it didn't make sense. It was surprising to see someone like Jamie Foxx not pull off a role.
Yeah.
It was stupid. It was pointless. And I can't believe James Franco was a better fucking goblin than this fucking, whoever this dude is.
Yeah, I never saw the dude. Never heard of him.
Nah, he looks weird. I don't know what's wrong with him, but he looks like I was going to say a pedophile, but he seems kind of young too. Whatever. He just sucked. The movie sucked in general. It was really, really bad. They should just quit. Like, Spider-Man 3 was way better than this movie.
Really?
Like, eons better than this movie.
Wow.
I didn't mind Spider-Man 3. I understand why people bitched about it. I get it.
Because they did the same tap danced and danced.
Yeah. But I mean, I understand why they hated it because, you know, they squeezed too much shit into one movie. Mm-hmm. But and it was, you know, it wasn't done as good. It was like they rushed it.
Mm-hmm.
But shit, it was way more entertaining than this one. Man, this was really fucking
bad. That's really disappointing.
It is. I mean, you guys may watch it at some point and be like, oh, I didn't think it was that bad, because it seems to happen a lot when I say something sucks. But I really thought it was poor. It was poorly made. And it was rated higher than the first one, which I just don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of bad things about about the new Spider-Man.
I mean, it wasn't even anything dazzling about the special effects. I mean, you know, same old shit you see in every fucking Spider-Man mm-hmm. movie. There's nothing different.
I mean, he got beat out the second week by something, didn't
Neighbors.
It? There you go, yeah.
See,
that looks funny as shit.
That does look mm-hmm. funny.
But a comedy shouldn't be beating out a comic book
But that's
movie.
What I'm saying. Like, I really do believe that nobody... I don't think you guys will enjoy this film. I really believe that. I don't think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll be like, wow, they could have done way better.
That sucks, man. I was looking forward to going to seeing it.
I still want to see Captain America. I haven't seen that yet. I hear that's phenomenal. I hear that's like probably the best one mm-hmm. out of all the movies of the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's even better than any of the Iron Mans, which that's why I want to
see it.
Yeah, why I want to see it. Because the last Iron Man sucked.
I don't think it sucked. I thought it was okay.
Even though, again, that Iron Man 3 was Oscar-winning compared to Spider-Man 2.
Jesus.
Yeah, I thought the first two Iron Man movies were
excellent.
Awesome.
Excellent.
I think the Man of Steel movie was fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for the next one.
Obviously, the Dark Knight was one of the best, if not the best, superhero movie
ever. That might be the best superhero movie ever, mm-hmm. The Dark Knight.
The whole trilogy or just The Dark Knight?
Out of the three. Oh, that trilogy, I think, is the best trilogy mm-hmm. next to Star Wars.
Right.
I don't think there's a better trilogy. Godfather, maybe. But none of them... This is the only... I think the Batman trilogy is the only one where the third movie was not disappointing, like Return of the Jedi was disappointing compared right. to, you know,
right.
the first two.
Godfather 3.
Godfather 3 was disappointing compared to the first two, mm-hmm. but Dark Knight Rises was not disappointing at all. I mean, I actually like it better than Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Like, that's my least favorite.
Out of the three, that's my least favorite,
yeah.
too.
And I think that was great. I mean, it was a great origin type of, you know.
Yeah, real good.
But Dark Knight Rises was, I think, was way better than Batman Begins. And honestly, Dark Knight, for me, is a hair better than Dark Knight Rises. But that's saying a lot because that's my favorite mm-hmm. movie, like any superhero movie for right. me. So... I'm still partial to the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. I think that was that and that one and the second one. I thought they were, you know what? Because nothing like that ever came out before.
Right.
And it blew your mind.
You remember the first ever Spider-Man they made? The real cheesy TV show?
The TV show? It was a mini series. Yeah. Yeah. I was a kid, man. That was like late 70s,
but
dude.
If you look at that and then you look at
Well, yeah, show. But I mean, it's still, you know.
Yeah,
it was cheesy, mm-hmm. but man. As a kid, and you see this guy
yep.
in a Spider-Man costume climbing. Now, the way he climbed up the wall was ridiculous because it was a rope pulling him up, mm-hmm. and he was just going like this real fast. It wasn't actually like, you know, really climbing. Right. But still, man, it blows your mind as a kid. Now, yeah. think about kids now that see Spider-Man.
That old.
No, but they never see it. They right. Their first experience of Spider-Man is
Tobey
like...
Tobey Maguire.
Or if they're that young, it's this new yeah. guy, you know, the newer guy.
All the special effects and all that stuff.
Right. But I mean, that's something that, you know, blows kids' mind. I mean, I was an adult when I saw the first Spider-Man. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. It brought me back to when I was a kid. And then all the other good movies followed. Dark Knight or Batman Begins, Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises.
Right.
You know, The Avengers was a fantastic movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to top the first one with the second one. It's going to be interesting.
Fucking cat.
Your fucking cat's nuts. He's just jumping all over the fucking place, causing a ruckus. But Man of Steel was
really
a lot
like
of people
that.
Hate that movie.
Yeah, they don't like the killing. They don't like
the killing.
Which one? You're talking about the Man of Steel?
Man of Steel,
where he actually kills the guy.
That was awesome.
I thought it was great.
He fucking fried a family of four.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just said that. Fried a family of four. Yeah, but he deserved it.
They're like the destruction of you know, of the New York.
Like, it's oh, like, that's never been done before.
Any movie that kills off Kevin Costner, I'm all for.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It depends what role he's playing.
It's terrible and
everything.
How can you
not like him in this movie when he doesn't have to actually try to do something he can't do?
Robin Hood.
That Robin Hood, that's a movie you can hate or him in because he couldn't do a fucking English accent.
Right.
He was a
I like that movie though for some reason.
I do too. But you know, you have all these English speaking actors or not even this actor, even fucking Christian Slater was speaking English. And then you have, you know, Kevin Costner who's from Kansas. And he's like, "Hey everybody," you know. Like it's "You don't belong here, sir." You know. it doesn't make any sense, but he's done a lot of good movies.
He has. There's a lot of movies he's in that I really like.
That I think he was good in. Like Mr. Brooks, he was awesome in that.
I like Tin Cup.
Tin Cup's
awesome.
Tin Cup was great. I love that fucking movie.
He's a real shitty actor, though.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
Waterworld was awesome. Fucking
fun. Well, that movie alone, it doesn't matter who was the lead actor. That movie sucked.
With the Postman.
That was terrible.
God awful.
But it's not hit. The script was horrible.
Yeah.
If anything, you can say he's horrible at picking scripts, like, you know, signing on to movies. But fucking Field of Dreams?
Awesome movie.
How was he bad in that?
I'm just not a fan of him.
Okay, that's cool. I'm not saying he's a great actor. I just don't think he's a horrible actor. I just think that he can't do accents. You know, you can't put him in, like, period pieces because he's the same guy. It's like Keanu Reeves and Nicolas Cage.
No, I wouldn't go that far. I don't think he's that bad.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying they were better.
No.
Now, again, Keanu Reeves, great movies he's done. Same thing with Nick Cage. Well, Nick Cage had a couple good movies, but he's not great.
No, he stinks in every movie he's in, but some of the movies he's in are great.
I don't appreciate that.
You're terrible, Nick.
I don't give a fuck. But, you know, Costner, I mean, he's got some... He did a movie, I don't know, maybe it was like 5-6 years ago where he was a older baseball player, and he fell in love with... Travolta's wife. The hot chick that was in Jerry Maguire. Yes. Yeah.
I don't remember what that was.
I forgot the name of it. It was a pretty decent movie, though. It wasn't bad. And again, it's just Costner's a Southern baseball player.
Yeah.
Not deep Southern. Just like whatever. Midwest Southern, whatever. But like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's that bad. He's got a lot of, you know, I wanted to see that movie. Should be coming out to cable soon. That 3 Days to Kill.
Mm-hmm.
That came out recently with him in it. Where he was like a...
That actually looks good.
Right. He's a family man, but he's also a spy or some
assassin.
Shit like that.
Isn't he like an assassin?
Yeah, something like that. That looks interesting. I would definitely want to see that.
I heard that movie Draft Day was terrible.
See, that sucks because I was really looking forward to seeing that. I was hoping it'd be like another Jerry Maguire-ish
apparently
type of movie.
Apparently, he pulls off like 3 different trades as the GM at the very end of the movie whatever.
He picked
the best script. But they're ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about it on the radio, and I wish I remembered
the details
of it.
He was for the Browns, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
See how that worked out.
No, they, like, ridiculous in his favor. Mm.
Yeah, but he was, but not everybody was happy with it, though, right? They were like, what the fuck are you doing? You're like, just wait.
Yeah, kind of something thing. Like that. Everything I've heard about it, it's terrible. Is it still in the movie theaters? It just came out like a month ago.
Yeah, I think it's still in the theaters, yeah.
It's at like the local town theater. But I have one movie show.
It's at the old folks home.
Yeah.
In the theater room.
It's at the Broadway theater in Pittman.
Hey, fuck that. I could play there. Still couldn't sell it out.
Yeah, what you guys got to do?
I don't know what it is. I'm just not a big fan of Costner.
I get it. I mean,
it probably stems from Robin Hood. It was a really good movie, and he's god awful
right.
in it.
Yeah, like in the beginning, he tried to do the English accent,
right?
And then somewhere when he made it back to England, he was American.
He just gave up.
Yeah,
he gave up
when he was a prisoner. You know, he was like,
he was trying to be British, mm-hmm. you know, more bread, sir, like that kind of thing, you know. But then he got to England, and he was like, I'm home. Yo, this is awesome. I'm home. You know, and he's got this fucking black servant running around with him, fucking, you know, Morgan Freeman, mm-hmm. and he does an incredible accent. And he's not even British. He's nope. not supposed to be British. He's from wherever the fuck. I don't know what country he's from, but...
He's a Moor.
He's a Moor. Yeah, he's a Moor. He's a Moor.
Christian!
Yeah. He was great in it. How did you not like him, you know? And then you have Kevin Costner. Like, I think Christian Slater's a horrible actor. Because he's the same guy. The same
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
But he pulled off
he
a little
He was even
bit-
a horrible actor on Archer this year. I don't know how you could do a horrible voiceover, but you could just tell he was a bad actor.
I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, he was terrible.
But, I mean, his British accent was a little bit better. Costner made him look like you know, Ricky Gervais. Like, he's like real fucking British. But, yeah, I just don't. I don't understand why the fuck you would do that. But I guess like that really did ruin it for you.
Yeah, just like saying that, I'm like, my God, he's terrible.
I just don't like a lot of the movies he did, like Waterworld. You know, they were talking.
You know what?
It was like the biggest budget at the time. It was the biggest budget ever done for a film.
I would assume he made a killing off of that movie.
No, he did. I don't think he did.
You don't think he got paid well to do that?
Not if he took points.
Yeah, I
well,
because he was wasn't he part of the. Production.
Oh, was he? Like, yeah. Was that his movie?
That was.
Never mind. He probably got killed on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he got killed on yeah. it.
Well, he.
No, like, I don't mind. Like, I don't mind when an actor I like takes a shitty movie for a big paycheck, because who wouldn't?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, right now, there's an article I read last week about Jim Carrey's trying to, like, forget the fact that he did Kick-Ass 2.
Yeah,
because. And he was only in it for, like, 5 minutes. But he was like, you know, and I'm like, well, who's beating your door down right now?
Right.
You know, you had to do Kick-Ass 2.
He should do Kick-Ass 3.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not even the lead.
Yeah.
He's a lead actor, and you're, you know, it's one thing you want to do a cameo just to be funny or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's cool. You know,
that's what that was, though, wasn't it? Kind of just to be like a.
I don't know about that. I saw it. I didn't think it was a cameo.
No.
Oh, yeah.
The funniest thing I've seen Jim Carrey do in years was at the Flyers Rangers game. Did you see him sitting there with Spike Lee?
Yeah, where he put his hand in the sleeve of Spike Lee.
Yeah. And he was rubbing Spike Lee's chin. Yeah, it was like a white hand rubbing his chin.
Spike Lee tied his fucking cracker all up in my shit.
Spike Lee was probably thinking, man, white people's hands are soft.
This ain't ashy at all.
You get Manny Patties.
You got Pablo
Spike Lee has no room to talk. That motherfucker. He stopped doing good movies.
Long time ago. I don't.
Last movie he did that I really liked was that. Was it 16 Blocks? Was that his?
Was that him?
I think that was his.
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah,
that was like the last movie he did that was really good. I can't remember a more recent one. That he
I don't
did.
Know.
At least nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, I can't think. I really can't think of anything other than 16 Blocks that he did that I saw.
Well, I mean, you saw Do the Right Thing.
No.
Oh, you never saw that?
No, it looks stupid.
No, nah, it was all right.
That's a good movie.
Jungle Fever was okay.
It looks stupid.
White Man Can't Jump?
Was that him?
I don't know.
I was going to say, because that movie's awesome.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I watch that shit every time it comes on.
If it was Spike Lee, the white man would never dunk. But a totally different ending.
Yeah. And why Woody Harrelson dunking? Like, that doesn't make any fucking
sense. Woody Harrelson, he can ball.
He can ball, but can he dunk?
I don't. Like, they probably lowered the rim.
The rim looked pretty fucking low.
It was a trampoline.
Yeah. I don't even think so. I think it was like one of those ones that just adjust.
All of a sudden, you can dunk?
Yeah. And he was way over that fucking rim.
Yeah.
If he dunked, it would be just by a hair. Mm-hmm. And he was like over it. He actually drops the ball a foot above, and it falls through the hoop. Then he grabs onto it. It was like the worst dunk I've ever seen in my life.
He didn't throw it down with the thunder.
No, not at all.
Well, he's white. White people normally don't.
No, they don't.
But yeah, I can't think of anything that Spike Lee's done Mm-mm. that I've seen.
The Jordan commercials.
They were actually pretty funny
what
back
was,
in the
what
day.
What was his name? Morris?
Damn it.
Morris.
Could have been Morris.
I don't remember.
Morris,
commercials.
Morris
were funny.
B something or I don't know. Whatever.
I forget.
Fucking Spike.
Morris Day in the Time.
They're the shit, yo. Morris Day and Tom. Yeah, I don't blame you for Costner. I just don't think he's as bad as you I guess you feel.
Yeah, I think it all comes down to how bad he was in Robin Hood.
And it's a shame, because that was like, what, 1990?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a long fucking time ago, and that's like, it's been overshadowing him for that long. It's like, holy shit, dude.
But he still gets cast and shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he should. He's
I can't
Kevin
even
Costner.
Think of other movies he's done. I know there's other movies. Oh, Bull Durham was awesome.
Yeah.
Bull Durham was good.
That was a great movie. And again, like, he was not
He didn't have to do anything.
Right, right.
He had to be himself.
What's his name? Tim Robbins was annoying as fuck at some point. You know, and Susan Sarandon, man, she got some cans on her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Susan Sarandon is still a piece of ass today.
For her age, she's amazing.
Yep. Have you ever seen her daughter?
Not that I know of. I don't know who her daughter is.
Yes, you do. She was in Californication.
Okay.
Remember when Hank was teaching?
Yeah.
You remember the student he slept with the big tits?
They just talked about her on the last episode.
She was the dancer. The
I can't
the
remember what she looks like.
Fuck. That was Susan Sarandon's daughter.
I'll have to look her
she
up.
She was also the mom in That's My Boy. Before she was Susan Sarandon. She was the teacher.
I'm trying to think of her.
The red, hot redhead.
Okay.
In Californication, she had blonde hair.
Okay.
But in that, she was the teacher that Adam Sandler's kid version fucked. Remember the hot teacher?
Oh, okay. That's
Susan Sarandon's daughter.
Okay.
She's fucking smoking hot. Smoking hot. And you can see how they look alike.
Right.
You know, and it's only fitting they got Susan Sarandon to play her later on in life, right. You know, 20 years later, mm-hmm. whatever it was. Man. Susan Sarandon.
Who'd have thunk?
I'd fuck the shit out of her.
Yeah. So there's not many hot older actresses, you know. She's one of them. Diane Lane, who was in Man of Steel.
Yeah.
They made her look like shit in that movie.
Yeah, she was very
like
weathered.
Added ankle, like wrinkles. She looked like a tree.
She doesn't look like that, yeah.
No, she's fucking smoking, too. And she's, like, as natural as they get. Like, she doesn't...
Well, they had her make her look ugly. It's the only way Kevin Costner could get her.
Dude, I hate him. Dude, that was fucking William Garrison and JFK, man. What's wrong with you?
Oh, The Untouchables.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, De Niro was fucking
awesome. Well, of course. Yeah, but I mean, his part was good, too.
Yeah.
You know, Elliot Ness? I don't know.
No, he was good in The Untouchables.
Enthusiasms. They couldn't have cast a better Elliot Ness? A little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. If somebody else would have been cast as Elliot Ness in that movie, would it have been any different? Like, did Kevin Costner make a huge difference in that movie?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I really do. I think
because
he was such a fucking goody-goody.
He's got a lot of memorable movies. I just don't think he has a lot of memorable characters. You know what I'm saying? Like, his movies are, a lot of his
memorable.
Movies are good. I just think his character in the movie could be replaced with anybody.
Here's where I disagree. Tin Cup, Mr. Brooks, I think The Untouchables, he was memorable as shit. Field of Dreams, Robin Hood, because he was so bad.
He's terrible.
No, I know, but that's why. That's why he was memorable, just for that reason.
He's terrible.
The other ones I'm naming is memorable for a good thing.
I don't know.
Bull Durham.
Maybe I'm just biased against him because he was so bad
at
Robin Hood.
But I understand. I get that, though. I totally get that. I mean, there are actors out there that role ruins their career for me.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's not like I hate Costner. I'm like, oh, Costner's in it. How bad could it be? He's been in a lot of good movies.
Right.
You know, but just every time I think of Robin Hood, I'm like, man, he's fucking bad in that movie.
who's somebody I fucking... Well, again, Nicolas Cage, I fucking hate his guts. And he has had really good movies I enjoyed. But in those movies...
He's terrible.
Like Con Air. That is the worst Southern accent I've ever heard.
Horrible. Horrible.
Put down the bunny. Like, he sounds like GW.
It's horrible. Yeah. Yeah.
Where's my bunny? It's just, you know, he's a big, like, I love that movie, Face Off.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's a shitty, it can never fucking happen. It can never happen. It's such a bullshit movie.
Suspend belief, man.
Right. But it's like, it's one of those cult guilty pleasures. It's like, man, as fucking unreal as this is, it is fun to watch. And it wasn't because of Nick Cage.
No, Travolta was fucking awesome in that
Travolta
movie.
Playing Nick Cage was awesome.
He was great.
Right. But Nick Cage playing Travolta, it was Nick Cage. It was no different. He's like, I'm Travolta. Like, it just wasn't coming through, you know? And Travolta was, you know, he lost the whole fucking...
He did him pretty good.
Yeah, he you know what? Travolta, he's a guy that gets on my fucking nerves, but he can act a little bit.
I think Travolta's a good actor.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. There's some things about him that bother the fuck out of me. I don't know what it is. It's the fact that he just tries to pull off that stupid wig all the time. That's not his hair.
Yeah, that's not his hair. No.
It's so perfect. It's like, stop it, you Ken doll. Like, just, you know, like when he did that action movie where he was bald.
With Denzel? Or are you talking about?
No. He did an action movie where he was bald.
Something about Paris or...
Yeah, from Paris with Love.
Yes.
That was great. Yeah, he was awesome in it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's the way he should, you know, be from now on. You rock the bald head. You pulled it off. Do it. Yeah. You know?
With goatee? Sure.
He's old. You know, stop with the wig bullshit.
Right.
Shave your fucking head.
Yeah, you don't see, what's his face from The Blacklist?
Hello, Lizzie.
What's his name?
James Spader. Yeah.
Yeah, that dude had a head of fucking hair back in the 80s
and
90s. He's
accepting his age.
Now he's got the fucking, you know, the bald on top and the hair on the sides and the back. He's not that old. He's like 50.
He looks older than you would think.
Right.
Than I remember.
But he accepted it, and he don't even notice it anymore. It's like, the guy's an awesome actor. By the way, that season finale was the shit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Dude, I'm telling you, got to watch that show. It's really,
Blacklist
really
good. Blacklist is awesome.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I don't get some of these fucking guys, man. I'm starting to get sick of Russell Crowe. He's a guy who's getting on my fucking nerves.
Really?
He's starting to be the same guy in every movie too. You know?
I honestly don't think I have an opinion of him either way. Like,
I liked him in
enough of them.
I liked him in Broken City when he played the mayor.
Yeah, that was good.
I liked his attitude. Like, you know,
that was a lot different than what he
right.
Normally.
But normally he's playing some, you know, British guy, you know, like whatever. It's not much of a stretch. It's kind of like...
See, I think if he was in Robin Hood, it would have been great.
He was in Robin Hood, the reboot.
Right. I'm talking about the original.
Which wasn't that great, by the way.
I'm talking about the original, the original script, everything. Just put him in there.
I don't know what he was doing back then, man. I don't know what he was...
probably like 12.
I don't know about that, but I don't think he was... I think he was still acting in his country only or something.
Yeah, I saw the first 10 minutes of the new Robin Hood, and I was like, this is bad.
It was watchable, but barely.
To me, it wasn't.
I didn't like it. I turned it off. Yeah, it wasn't really my cup of tea.
Barely.
Yeah.
I made it through, but I was just like...
But yeah, I think the original...
Where's
Robin
Kevin
Hood?
Costner when you need him?
I think the original was great because of Morgan Freeman.
I think
the story and Morgan Freeman.
I think I can't believe we're talking about this. I think the what's his name? The dude that played the sheriff was awesome.
Yeah, he was good.
And that was like his first big movie. And he was great. I mean, he was funny as shit. It was like, it was almost comedic a little bit, you know? And what's her name was fucking hot back then. The chick that played Mary.
Yeah.
Whatever fucking name is. But Morgan Freeman was great.
I mean, it's tough to say. He's great in everything he's in. Like, have you ever seen him turn in a shitty performance? Where you would see a movie and you're like, God, Morgan Freeman was terrible.
Yeah, you're right.
He's never bad.
His interviews are terrible. Like, he falls asleep.
When he was the
he does.
He's old.
When he was the mob boss in Lucky Number 7, he even pulled that off.
Yeah, that was good.
And like, when you first realize who he is, you're like, Morgan Freeman is a mob boss? But he's really fucking good.
Right. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't...
But Morgan Freeman... You're talking about apples and oranges, man. Morgan Freeman is like elite.
Yeah, he really is. Like, in normal movies, like, you don't think he sounds like
Denzel will be Morgan Freeman when he's old.
Yeah.
He'll be a great actor still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't remember Morgan Freeman young.
The youngest I remember was that Sam's.
He's always been 70.
Right, right. Like, even then, I mean, he had dark hair, but he still looked like shit. Like, he still like, he fucking lived for 100 years, you know. Yeah, Lean On Me. That was the earliest thing I remember him in. Other than that, I mean.
Man, he looked old.
Isn't that weird? You see him in Lean On Me, right? And he's got like the shaved or close shaved head.
Yeah.
His black hair. Yeah. Not really gray or anything. You know, it was a little gray. A little younger looking. Yeah. Right? And then like any movie I remember after that, big white afro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's had white hair since that movie.
It's like he's been in his 70s for 70
years.
Yeah. Sam's.
I mean, he was great in Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
He was awesome in it. Just like his character, the narration, like what he was doing, and you know, when he got, I thought it was a spoiler alert, when he got out, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it by now.
Yeah, tough like, shit.
Come on.
I pity you. He was funny in the Jim Carrey movie as God.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, even when he plays parts like that, he's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Now You See Me, he was good in that. He wasn't in it long, but
yeah,
he was decent in that.
I like that movie, yeah.
Yeah. But there's just certain actors, man, where I'm kind of tired of. Like, even now, there's more.
I think if you're, as an actor, if you're good at playing a certain character, just keep playing it.
So typecast.
Absolutely. Like, Jamie Eisenberg is a great asshole. He should be an asshole in every movie he's in.
He's going to be an asshole in the next Superman movie.
Yeah.
He's in the next Superman. Really?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. Yeah.
Well,
I don't
Lex
know
Luthor had hair before he was bald.
So. No, I know. I just don't know how I feel about him playing it.
He said he's not sure how he's going to be, but he's not going to be like the other
I'm curious.
What, Kevin Spacey? That was the only good thing about that shitty Superman movie was Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor. Mm-hmm. There's another guy, Kevin Spacey, phenomenal actor. Mm-hmm. Anything he does, and sometimes he's the same guy in every movie. Like, I love The Negotiator.
I love that
fucking movie. And his part was my favorite, just because the way he was, you know? Mm-hmm. But anything you watch him in, man, he's a fucking... horrible bosses.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Gam. He really is a great actor. And I wish he did more shit, even though he does a lot of movies. I feel like I don't see him enough because I'm always watching a movie with the same five big actors of today. Like, I'm sick of fucking Mark Wahlberg, man. I'm done. I can't.
He's saturated.
Yeah, you know. Come on. He's in like five movies a year.
Yeah.
He's the busiest man in Hollywood right now.
I'm not sick of him.
I am.
But like, and there's every a guy now who, and then.
There's another fucking guy right there. He's the same fucking guy in almost every movie, you know? So except when he's overdoing the Boston for Ted. Fucking right.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Wahlberg.
I don't know. He's getting on my fucking nerves.
That he was good in that movie with Denzel.
I didn't see it. Two Guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that Pain and Gain movie. I was telling you about that.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Gotta watch it.
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculously funny. It's such bullshit, and the shit really happened.
Yeah.
You can't believe it happened. Like,
these guys were fucking stupid.
There's
right?
no way this shit really happened. Everybody in that movie was great. Yeah. Everybody. Even The Rock. Yeah. The Rock was and it wasn't an action movie, so it's not the same type of shit you'd see.
Yeah, he's not throwing people around.
Oh, dude, there's like a whole bunch of scenes where The Rock is like so high, and he is hysterical. They're doing a neighborhood watch gathering on Wahlberg's front lawn or whatever, and they have this big placard with, you know, the drawing of the neighborhood and, you know, points where people should watch, and Wahlberg tells The Rock, he's like, yo, hand everybody the flyers. Give them out. He's like, all right. He walks behind the placard and all he hears. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. And then he comes around and he's got this really hot girlfriend and they want to like do an act of a rape so they know how to like defend or whatever. So this girl's like wearing practically nothing. She's almost as gorgeous as the chick from Wolf of Wall Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she comes around. She's got nothing on. And he's like, all right, who wants to be the rapist? Every guy raises their hand, right? And The Rock's like, yeah, you touch her, I'll break your fucking neck. Like, it's awesome because he's so coked out of his fucking mind and he pulls it off. It's like, I think this guy's done coke quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know? Like, absolutely. Really? Like, he's like an angry cokehead. It's so funny. But, oh, man. I should have been an actor. I'd be horrible.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
Not for some people.
You can't say Kevin Costner because...
No, I was thinking more along the lines of Nick Cage and Keanu Reeves. They're both
Nick
terrible.
Cage...
Get a lucky
Nick,
break. That's what
Nick Cage got in the business because of his cousin. Is this his cousin, Francis Ford Coppola?
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. That's how he got in the business.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, he got lucky because he played a lot of small parts in movies. Youngblood.
Mm-hmm.
He's the fucking... goalie, whoa. I think, or
something. Yeah. Whoa, my shot.
Yeah. I heard that. You know, he played a lot of small parts. Yeah. Then he got the big break with Bill and Ted, and he just had to be a stoner,
mm-hmm.
which it's who he is.
That's it.
And then, what was the other movie? The one we were Point just Break. Talking about last week? Point Break. They're redoing it.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, that movie basically set him up for Speed.
Yeah.
And The Matrix eventually and all that other shit. And
which is crazy because he's terrible in it.
I know.
He's god awful in Point Break.
In Point, I know.
He's fucking terrible. He's horrible.
Yeah. People love it. They go out and watch movies.
I loved Point Break. I thought it was a great movie. He's right? Horrible in it.
Yeah. Of course.
I got to bring you in, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's terrible
same
in it.
Hands up, Brody.
Yeah. Same fucking actor.
You know I gotta take you in, right? No, you can't. You can't. Why?
I have pancreatic cancer.
Oh, man.
Always end on a strong joke.
That's right. That's right. That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect.
Bon voyage, motherfucker.
Oh, man. All right, let's get out of here.
Yes, sir.
Any plugs or anything?
Let's see. You play any commercials? You still play the commercials at the end?
I play them in the middle of the show.
The middle of the show?
Yeah.
Shows you how much I listen.
Yeah, I guess you don't really listen too much, do you?
Your dedication means a lot to the show.
Yeah.
Well, I just went up today. I was waiting for it today at work. So I got something to listen to.
Dead weight. And you won't fucking know it.
I hear you.
Got to go.
Motherfuckers gained weight. Yeah. Anyway.
Fuck you, Chris.
So, gotcha. So Missy will be back next week, and you know, whatever. Fuck. Anybody got anything to say?
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing to plug.
Drained.
I got nothing to plug now.
Always end on a strong joke.
What do you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong about that? Yeah. Holy shit.
Well, how did it start off?
I don't remember.
It's like yeah. He's at the elevator.
Yeah. What do you do?
What do you do?
I'll tell you what you do. You get acting lessons. Fucking dummy.
It's in Bill and Ted. You're like, oh, wow, he's really good at playing a retard. And then you find out in Speed he's just retarded.
Yeah. Don't go past 55. There's a bomb on the wait, bong? Let me get a hit. There's a bong on my trailer. shit. All right. Thanks, Bobby Kelly, for calling in and busting balls. Yeah, fuck. I hope you enjoyed your...
burnt chicken.
Yeah, your fucking rubbery chicken.
I hope he choked on it.
That's fucking not nice. Fucking assholes. Meanwhile, it was Bobby's dinner, so it was the whole chicken on the grill.
Still clucking.
He's probably still chewing on the bones watching Marvel movies. All right, we're out of here.
All right, man.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.